This is Hume Talk America.
The following broadcast contains adult humor, language, and topics, along with partial nudity. Actual knowledge is used sparingly. The show is a result of a lost bet and a bad game of rock, paper, scissors. It's the show with Clayton McKee. And now, a man with a face for radio, Clayton McKee.
Okay, so we're starting a few minutes late, but that's kind of par for the course for us.
I've taken many notes.
And now, Al Perkins. Al, who's been away for 5 or 6 weeks, though we were off the air, he's already bitching about shit that needs to be done. He walked in the studio and said, by the way, where do I sit now? Really? Nothing's fucking changed.
Same. I didn't remember.
Same.
I was like, right over there?
No. There's me, then you.
Right.
Well, I knew I was across from you and next to her, but...
Well, that's the only choice.
Yeah, this is my only choice.
And he won't let us touch all the controls, so...
Yeah, no.
That chair's out.
Oh, my God. Yes, the mics are up. The mics are hot. They're live. We have hot. Meow Cow's like, oh, the audio. Oh, shut up and turn down your goddamn iPod. I need attitude from the fucking chat room.
I'm going to need to powder.
A little shiny.
The ships at sea are going to be heading this way any moment.
Well,
okay. Katarina.
This is Al's. This is Al's first time back in Studio C, where we have 13 LED floodlights all beaming down on one noggin.
Should we cut one of you open and just poke around since we have the lighting?
I have to admit, it was a bit of a shock last week. I'm pretty sure I walked in and went, "Oh, good God!"
Yeah. Well, I made the mistake of looking directly at the sun trying to find the clock. Tried to learn Braille in the 3 seconds I was blind.
Okay, the atomic clock.
Has there always been an atomic clock in the bathroom as well?
No, that's relatively new.
Good.
Countdown is progressing. We are timing your work.
I was using the facilities that I looked up at the wall, and
faster.
I was like,
"No, there
has
used
that
to be
always been there.
There used to be a regular, like a battery operated clock, but in the dead of night when everything was quiet, that tick,
it would tick,
tick. It sounded like it was just permeating from every source in the world, and it was just hugely loud. So I got tired of it, and I went to an LCD clock.
So I feel like you're not a fan of the metronomes either.
Yeah. Well, no.
Not by the bedside.
Right. Well, not by it's dirt. No, they're fine when you're using them, but you don't let a metronome run 24/7.
Sometimes when you meditate, you just gotta...
Well, that's different.
I deleted my thoughtfulness
time to
chime.
For real.
I know.
I mean, it's like taking a bath.
Oh, I do that.
I got a lot of shit to do.
You don't bathe?
I'm
shower.
Concerned. Shower. I got shit to do. Let's move on.
She's a very busy woman. I've attempted something here for you, and I don't know if it's helped much at all.
It has not.
Not even the top couple
negative.
Of lines? Really?
Exactly. Since all I see is a reflection of two very bright lights.
Yeah, but from your angle, it doesn't matter. I'm talking about her angle.
Plus, the glare off my head is probably almost killing
me. And here's why.
Actually, with him back, I can't see a screen at all.
You can look at that one.
No, I'm going to have to go get my sunglasses.
Unfortunately, it's the light piece in the center of the room that's creating
that's
the glare.
Your
so
missed one?
Yeah,
well, we can live without that.
No, we cannot. It's like, we cannot. We will not. I absolutely oppose it.
I have a question.
I can answer it.
Did you not pay your electric bill except for the lights in here?
But these are the LEDs. They use
the
less power.
Warm.
Oh no, the air's on. In fact, I can now control it from my phone.
Well, I wish you would.
It's on 70.
Please.
And it's
she needs it on sex.
No, she doesn't. She gets shy.
What?
Anytime we talk about sex and money, she just
sign up. No, and yes, you're correct. But can that go down?
I feel like was that a song in the late 90s?
What?
Sex and Marnie.
I think no.
Sex
no.
and cottage cheese. Sex
cottage
and candy.
Candy. There it is.
Sex and cottage
Thank you for being
cheese.
Here.
I knew it was a food.
Yeah, sure. I can.
I
see
enjoy
how
food
it goes from Marnie
deal. I understand
to
food. Marnie to cottage cheese to candy.
Right. Yeah.
Sure.
I think I'm upset about that somehow.
That's actually a really clear
path. I want candy. Bum, 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 bum.
I want cottage cheese. What? I mean, I don't see that.
I'm on board.
Now I want cottage cheese and candy.
You
combined?
May I tell you about a little recipe I made up at work?
I feel like cottage cheese and hot tamales would make a really good
could.
Combo.
Sure.
I have actually eaten cottage cheese with gummy bears in them.
That I can believe. Yeah, but
bears made of gummy.
I approve this.
Were they edible gummies? Like, you know what I'm saying?
No. I was at work.
They were not fat-free by any means, were they? Because there's an Amazon page that is full.
If you have not seen the Amazon page for the fat-free gummy bears,
the comment section.
Comments.
It's almost as good as the...
Oh my God.
I'll have to look.
And the intestinal
I thought we'd actually posted a link and talked about that on the show before.
We almost have, but who watches this show?
No, we read
I mean, I don't even listen when I'm here. So
we read the one about the male hair remover. Remember the male hair remover, and it's the British people that are talking about like their crotch being on fire because they said it wouldn't burn, and they have all the British words for their testicles burning off and the screams emitting from the Isle of Wight. It's just fantastic.
Fantastic stuff. All right.
Good stuff.
Done with that.
Well, I'm going to do one thing because you said it doesn't make a difference, and I think I'm...
So you're taking the hat off already?
Well, yeah.
All right.
But there's a reason for it.
Because you're going to fly it? What's happening? It looks like a little...
We're going to fan you.
Oh, no. Please.
Well, hey, we just found out that Brazil invented the airplane.
We did.
Right during the...
during the opening ceremony of the Olympics.
During the opening ceremonies, before the tree.
That little bit of fuck you to North Carolina.
That's right. You know, I was working, and so, of course, all the homos were being very judgmental without having the actual sound of the opening ceremony. Okay. So I only got to see, like, little tiny, like... as you're working glimpses of the opening ceremonies, but I did see the airplane.
If it had been without sound, that would have been troubling. I mean, yeah, it would have been really difficult to kind of figure out.
Yeah, because we just couldn't. We were like, wait, what's happening?
And then all the buildings, and then there was hip-hop, and then the IKEA blocks. And then there was a fist.
Yeah,
and
the IKEA lampshades was fun.
I don't
want
to talk about the fist and the cock.
I also watched John Oliver last night.
Yeah, so I watched it with sound, and Hoda and the other two, Meredith and the gay guy were just going nuts explaining it. And I was like, I still don't understand the lampshades.
My new goal in life is to be whatever the equivalent to Hoda is.
Yeah.
Because I don't know where she came from.
Just drunk.
She's just drunk and on TV. This is my new
She's living my dream.
If you get your parents from Egypt, apparently you immigrate here, you become Hoda.
Damn it, my parents
is
are
Is it really
Montana.
Hoda Kotb? Am I saying
that
right?
Huh?
Different. Hoda Kotb. What's your last name?
Damn it.
K-O-T-B. Kotb. Hoda Kotb.
All right. It turns out I can't read. Damn it. I knew it was a bunch of letters.
I'm screwed. We're
all you
Americans.
Have to worry about is Hoda. That's all you really have to give a shit about. But yeah, Hoda and Meredith Vieira, I'm sure could have a Kathy Lee. Okay, fine. You get Hoda and
Meredith
Vieira.
Drink.
Just have a show with those two. I'd sign up.
Opening ceremony is now if you're at home drinking wine, which is what I would have been doing. She must have said it like five different times.
I'm pretty sure she was just drunk there.
Yeah.
Oh, she was.
Could be.
Because he was like, Hoda drinks on TV, so can I.
Yeah, because there was one in particular moment that I enjoyed for a couple of reasons in the opening ceremonies.
Let's just go to the picture.
Oh, yeah, sure, we will. Yeah. But like, Hoda's like, oh, we can just wait right here. Like, all the girls just decided that they were, when this walked into we'd all stopped.
John Oliver's bit on this was amazing and featured some local newscasters.
Yeah, and really, really
I'm just going to go through all of the pictures that I have.
It's perfectly appropriate, including the one with the goofy smile, which is probably
I have that one. I don't have the goofy smile.
Licking his lip.
But the video, we're just going to keep going. I got a few more. Keep going.
There's a cute smile.
Oh, no, but there's one where he kind of like gets embarrassed because he realizes like the crowd. And there he is with clothes on. Just as nice with clothes. What? He's a Taekwondo.
Yeah.
And my future husband. Look, he gets cuter and cuter. I can live without the douche picture.
Hey.
I don't need to think of him like Paul Ryan. That seems right.
I was concerned about the child carrying the tree there next to him because I thought the child, you know, these are formative years for a young man who's got his moment in the sun to carry a plant in. He thinks everybody's cheering for him, and he later finds out, nope, all the Moes are liking the greased up guy next to him.
And if he turns out to be gay, he's got something in his spank bank forever.
I got to walk next to that guy.
A bunch of tweets that went out. Fun fact, the Tonga flag bearer is the reason why they've allocated 42 condoms for athletes.
That's a true story.
Now,
we've underbid.
Let's hope the hashtag Olympic flame doesn't come close to Tonga's flag bearer. If nothing else, the world knows Tonga is there.
Oh, we know we're Tonga.
Oh, and just watch the gasps from the studio of Hoda and Meredith.
That's funny.
Somebody texted me immediately with his picture because I was working, so I didn't get to see it. So the next day, I went home to watch it, and I started. You know, I made it through like half the country. Now I'm like, I don't see this Tonga nonsense go on. Because I had just watched John Oliver.
Yes.
And just, Oh. Where's Tonga?
Well,
I might have to vacation.
How much does it cost to fly there?
He's actually not from Tonga. His father is, and he actually competes for Tonga in honor of his dad.
And where is he?
I don't know.
Where do I have to find him?
I don't know. We'll figure it out.
Yeah.
St. Louis.
I'm going to need follow-up.
Yeah. I was trying to ask follow-up questions, and I couldn't seem to get them out of my mouth.
I feel like this tweet is from CNN Breaking.
What?
Yeah, that's why. CNN. Yeah. Oh. The Breaking. Tonga has now a huge shortage of oil. Please donate. please donate.
I have a bottle in there.
That's a true story. And I was watching for other countries and India's delegation, and I saw Kenya's. And I feel like the archer maybe was carrying the flag for Kenya. Somebody's archer was, if it wasn't Kenya's. Oh, we're not turning out that fan, Joe.
It's the fan.
Take a Dramamine and work with it.
Just do this, Al. Nobody cares. It's fine. It's fine. Just keep the fucking fan going.
That is our Katharine Hepburn memorial camera.
Nope, she doesn't have Parkinson.
It's not attached to that. It's attached to the ceiling.
I see that.
Yeah.
I look perfectly still. Maybe.
No, you get the jitters. Oh, what's she going to do now? No, Kat's going to fuck with the camera now. Oh, there. Okay. Oh, could be a word. Oh, no. Aaron in LA will lose. Aaron in LA will lose his shit thinking that it's a goddamn earthquake.
Did I overreact?
That's fantastic. Yeah. No, I thought it was great.
I was just
don't call us, we'll call you.
That was the perfect amount. Thank you for that. Oh, that was good.
I just thought I should express what I thought I was feeling on camera.
Good to know. Good to know new tricks that I have over here.
You're no Jessica Lange in King Kong. Calm down.
Oh, come on. The palsy camera.
The CP camera.
That is not
Mark
okay.
down that we've lost all cerebral palsy people and Parkinson's.
But in a really awkward segue.
Segue is an
Marty, you had a student that knew me.
Yes.
Why?
And at like 6 o'clock in the morning.
Was that weird?
Uh-huh.
What?
So like 6 o'clock in the morning.
I wondered if that happened.
You're gonna kill me.
So, someone starts talking to me early in the morning when I am like struggling
with this. Not a good time to talk to you.
Time zone number four in 5 days.
Right.
So I'm like, huh? And I thought it was the wrong person. I thought I was talking to someone else. And she's like, oh, I know Marnie, or I know your friend. And I'm like,
who's with me?
Every time someone says that to me, I say, I don't have any friends.
Right, right. What did this Marnie do? Like, I don't know who that is.
I've never heard her name in my life. And there was just me and her standing there. I'm like, are you talking to me? She's like, yes, do you have a friend named Marnie? I'm like, oh, I do. Yes, I do. So she was a student of Marnie's.
Yeah.
And it somehow like came up, and it was such a weird coincidence. As she's telling me what a wonderful teacher you were and how much she enjoyed you. So
that's nice.
Yeah, that was very nice.
That's nice. Yeah, she said that her niece was there and was having great difficulty. I don't know how that turned out, but was having great difficulty.
It's
and,
called a follow-up question, Mark.
Well, I know,
yeah.
But not,
yeah, but
not
cut
typically.
It there.
Yeah, not typically from his section of the world. Oh. So, oh. And when she brought up the, and I hope I say this right from having listened, hopefully, ECMO?
Yeah, but we got to stop.
No, I'm just saying that was brought up, and I went, So when you're there, you may meet my friend Ellen, and it was a matter of her reaching out if she could, because she just was really
very
quite
nice.
Wonderful.
It was very nice, but it was
how far away? Yeah. Where was this? I mean, it's not local. Was this local?
Yeah.
Oh, does it work?
No, I'm sorry. I thought you were on a trip somewhere and somebody walks up to you and just said,
No.
Do you have a friend named Marty?
At the restaurant.
That would be at the restaurant.
No. I'm not caught up. Yeah. But he's been traveling. Right. I thought the way that he told the story was he was somewhere in Boston and some woman just walks up to him.
Oh, no. It was like my first or second night back to work.
All right, gotcha.
I changed time zones too many times.
I got you.
In different ways.
I got you. Yeah.
But I did land in Hawaii, go to the taxi stand, and have somebody go, do you work on 11? Is your name Al?
What? Oh. Wow.
And I was like, she's like, yeah. She's like, oh, I work on 10. You know my sister Brandy better than you know me. And I'm like, the fuck?
Hey, babe.
And she's like, oh, I'm on a different, like shuttle hotel. Cause I'm like, oh, this conversation can't keep going.
Yeah, I'm on vacation.
You're going to have to stop talking to me, lady.
Right. My heavens.
It's good to be recognized.
It is. I'm sure it is. Let's do our norm. Kat Carlson, now you said, now, I have two, I have, well, I'll save those for a little while, but.
Please.
It's first day back to real life because the kids went to school today.
Today is the first day of school.
In our area.
In my neck of the woods.
Yeah.
Which means the first day of serious day drinking for me.
And what time did that start today?
Why on a Tuesday, by the way? Why not on a Monday?
You know, I don't work for the school board, so I don't really know.
But I mean, what is that? That doesn't make any fucking sense.
Again, not representing the school board.
Yeah. Fair enough. However, next year, vote Carlson for school board.
You might be surprised. Maybe.
Oh, I wouldn't be the least surprised.
But yeah, today was the first day of school for my kids and a lot of our friends. And so in the second annual, and we were trying to debate, we were trying to figure out if you did it last year and you do it again this year, is it the first annual or the second annual?
Second annual.
Is it the second annual? Okay, so
there isn't a first annual.
There's never a first annual. It's just
because you've never done it.
And then the second annual.
And then second
annual. Which is what the problem with our 200 show is, really our 201st.
First show, right.
If you don't have a zero.
No, you wait. You wait till we get to 300. I know when this is going to happen next.
Mm-hmm. All right.
It'll be 362.
Bingo.
Fair.
Will be the next 100.
Yep. Uh-huh. We're on board.
See, he figured out the importance of a zero placeholder.
262. Are we? No, this is 27. No. 362.
Is there a curtain we can close across you until you finish the math?
I would like to
motion to the board that we make.
You're not on
McKee.
The board. You're not on the board yet.
Oh, she motioned.
The fuck am I doing here?
I second last year's because no one seconded you, making him in charge of all math.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, Clayton McKee's in charge of all math. Any seconds?
I seconded. It came from my bathtub. Oh. You didn't hear it, and it was like 5 days later. So
all
two
in
problems.
Favor?
Oh,
aye. All opposed?
So 362.
The eyes have it.
Yeah, there you go.
Clayton McKee in charge of all.
We're going to go all RNC on your ass.
362 will be 200. The eyes have it. The motion is carried.
So in what seems to be a season 5 tradition now, I have prepared nothing for tonight's show.
Oh, there you go.
So what?
Because I've been drinking all day. I started out my morning with a mimosa brunch. Hooray, the kids are back to school. And then I immediately went to a boozy lunch. Which was supposed to be followed by a nice nap and perhaps a meal, but no. Nay, nay, I say to you.
Yeah.
I received a message with very exciting news from some administration friends of mine.
Hey, we're drinking here.
Exactly.
Hey, oh!
We're on our way to Zips, and so I popped in the car and went on to happy hour in lieu of a nap.
Mm-hmm.
And then I realized, fuck my life, I got 30 minutes to get to Clayton McKee's house. I gotta go.
Yeah.
So I paid my tab, and here I am.
Fair enough.
Were you at a local Zips, or were you far away?
I was at Zips by my house. It was local
up north.
It was local to my house. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, I meant local there, local here, kind of what I meant.
Yeah.
Because I know there's one closer that Buddy seems
there
to go
is,
to a lot.
There is the one on 16th Street and Bethany Home, which I pass by on my way to
come
here.
I don't believe
here.
That's his favorite. I think he likes the one on, 36th and Indian School.
Isn't that the one where he almost got stabbed? I don't really...
Maybe.
But I...
The one on Bethany, or the Bethany
was
Home.
Was it the Bethany Home that there was an incident? I remember there being a Zips incident in the life of Buddy early.
In the life of Buddy.
Well, one, nor two. There may have been a couple.
I subscribe.
Yeah.
Yeah, I sure do.
So good. So the day got off with no problem. What about the previous week? All your plumbing issues are fixed.
Plumbing issues
good?
Are all fixed. We're back in the house, thank God.
Yeah.
Knock on wood.
Sure.
Was
there ever any courtesy outreach from the landlord or property management company, depending on how
well,
you got?
Well, you know, the property manager, after a very nasty couple of letters...
From you?
From me.
Yeah.
Sent certified mail. Cause like
oh,
you do.
I love how... Oh, you got them. Oh, I know you
Clearly.
Got it. I know
Clearly.
You got it.
Uh-huh. But yeah, I sent them like a very...
Restraining orders come similar. I just want you to know.
it's good to know.
Kidding you.
No, I sent them a really angry letter, mm-hmm. and I just sent it. I was like, fuck it. I'm mad. They're going to get it. Fuck them. Mm-hmm. And then on Monday, I sent them a much more reasonable letter.
Hey, Brian.
And I did get a response. I got a response that said, hey, I'm in receipt of both of your letters.
In lieu of the second letter, we're going to disregard letter one.
Right. No, it just said, I'm in, because the first letter basically said, why the fuck am I paying you for doing nothing?
Right.
Uh-huh.
Like, you're doing zero things, and I know part of my rent is money directly to you.
Right.
What the fuck are you people doing?
Right.
In not so very edited words. Like, it was pretty similar to that.
I appreciate those letters, I'll tell you right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then on Monday, after the issue was resolved, and I wrote a nicer letter that said, hey, you know, here's the conclusion of the timeline, and this is what I think I'm entitled to. Please, you know, just let me know, and I've, whatever. And then later that day, I received an email that said, hey, we're going to get back to you on that. We're going to work on that. Sorry about that.
And calm and reassuring.
Wow. Was there a dusty muffin involved in that call or letter?
No one has offered me a muffin.
Dusty or otherwise. Otherwise.
In fact, a muffin would be comforting.
Oh, sure.
But no one has offered me.
I've heard that muffins are comforting. I stay away from
them. Yeah. But yeah, well, I found it very amusing that on Monday of last week, they called me and they were like, hey, is it fixed yet? I'm like, you're the fucking property manager. How do you not know if it's fixed or not? And yes, it's fixed. Thank you.
Two things. What the fuck? And yes, thank you.
And then after receiving all my letters, they said, well, we'll get back to you on Monday. Today's Tuesday. I've heard nothing.
Oh.
Yeah. So that's nice. So I'm sure there's like three more letters in, you know, in the works before this all gets sorted out.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean,
whatever.
The panic of all the drip stories, the plumbing stories and everything else. I was like, oh, please let my house hold out. Like,
I know.
We just had to get through that week in between the trips.
Yeah.
Because I was offering nobody any money. Whatever the house disrepair it was in, we were living with it. Flooded or burned down, we were going to sleep right underneath it until I got back.
I'm excited that I wonder how Daniel Ray will feel about the fact that he sounded like Al with an inside voice.
I said that like three times to him.
I think Al's inside voice is even louder than Daniel Ray.
That's exactly right.
You know, my new gay best friend, Daniel Ray. That's how I refer to him. Mm-hmm. My new gay best friend.
Sure.
He actually stopped by the Cobalt this weekend.
Yes, he did.
And had a very good time. He met Biscuit.
Oh.
Nice.
There are...
My mom loved your telling of the story of Biscuit.
Well, let me give an update on the Biscuit story.
Thank you. God. Mom, listen.
Because Biscuit loves this, by the way. Biscuit feels like this is just some, like, abusive sibling love. At this point. And it is. It really is. I do love some Biscuit. Brian, or euphemistically, or otherwise.
Yeah,
really. Sure. Any form that you want to send me a biscuit, I'm on board.
Let it go. Let it go.
Right. Zip it, Elsa. So I've decided that now we are, you know, those of us that love the biscuit are a united front, and so we should have some shirts. So I've ordered a certain amount for, you know, some friends, and I can certainly order more. But I've ordered these. That'd be a baseball style T-shirt that says Team Biscuit.
That's
can
nice.
Can you hold that up?
2016. Yeah, sure.
I'm sure you can do this. Hang on. Let's,
that's nice.
Dun dun.
Team Biscuit.
No, wait. That's not the best part. You ready?
Oh, there's a more best part.
There's got to be a bottom.
There's a punchline. Wait.
Ding. Hashtag ding.
Isn't that great?
Very nice.
Yeah, they'll be available to be picked up at some point next week. I'm delighted.
I am excited for
you. Yeah, Biscuit's very excited. He's on board. I texted him first. I was like, hey, so I'm thinking about...
So remember the thing where I'm wearing and bullying you?
Yeah.
Here's how it continues.
No, he loves it. You know what? There's a third party that's very concerned about the bullying that can suck it because I'm making the T-shirts now. I've ordered them.
Yeah.
Do I think I know who that is?
I think
is?
You do, and we can talk about that off air.
Wow, okay.
But maybe. But anyway, yeah, so now there will be shirts because we're a team.
But while we're speaking of that, I want to take a live shot right now. Oh, there's Cobalt. I'm going to go look there.
It's nice there.
And then, Al, since you've been gone, we have a new angle. There's the other angle of Cobalt right there. Yeah.
Oh, so, I was not aware of recent updates. Yeah,
so we got that. Yeah.
All the glasses seem clean and in the right place.
Uh-huh.
I've been working hard.
Nobody's using them.
That's it. Yeah.
That.
What else happened this week? I managed to not murder my family because the week before school starts,
everybody's in the house.
Is in the house and losing their mind. Like, they all need something to do. Sharon was off work, you know, not by any fault of her own, but just had no work for almost 3 weeks. The kids also, like, out of school and out of work, and I felt
out of work? Were they making shirts somewhere? Kathy
Listen,
Lee?
God willing. God willing, and the
if I can
don't
get
rise,
them
yeah.
jobs from your lips to God's ears. But yeah, just everyone milling around the house with not a lot of purpose. drives me insane.
Yeah.
Because all of a sudden...
Everybody needs somewhere to be.
Bickering, right, and, right. and, you know, one of them's really nervous about school, so then he's, like, you know, up Sharon's ass, and I just... Like, I'm just looking at the whole tornado going... If you people don't get out of my house soon, I will just start to kill you off one by one.
And it hasn't been really pool weather of late, because well, all these fucking storms keep hitting.
Our pool is 95 degrees. Like, it's there's no point in getting in the goddamn pool, because it's 95 degrees in the pool.
Now, you know the ice trick, right?
What, put a shit ton of ice in your pool and it
cools off? Yeah, go to Circle K and buy, like, 10 bags of ice. Yeah. And it really does buy you a couple hours. But yeah. And it makes for a fun thing. You can leave it in the bag and kind of swim around.
Kind of swim around with ice.
Don't use them as weapons, because that seems fun at first. Till the first
it's all fun
and
games
yeah.
until somebody loses an eye. No, exactly. I'm familiar with
or
that
Or, like, three vowels
rule.
In the eyesight.
I don't know what's wrong with Junior, but he can't say E's anymore.
Like the way she goes, very important vowels.
And why?
Yes. But no, we haven't experienced that. We've just been experiencing our pool as a hot tub, really.
Yeah, and Nero on Biscuit in Finnish is synonymous to a female reproductive organ. And I'm pretty sure that's not just... In Finnish, I feel like in French, maybe, or there's another language.
This
up
is
there.
Brand new information for me. That, wait,
the
I
word
write
for biscuit
down.
Is another word for like clam taco. You know, do your best.
Do your best.
I think you should take a drink, Anant. I think that's a brilliant idea. This is a technical
Stand
because
by.
Of
I
the
need
shaky
a fresh
camera.
Page.
Plus the fact that it'll make you feel better for watching us. Or maybe you'll throw up. I'm not sure what.
Oh, I know what it is. Can I offer a suggestion? I think.
There's two things.
I think it's the fan hitting the camera here paper creating kind
oh, no.
of
Oh, no. I'm well aware of what the problem is.
Okay.
No, that's one. Good. That's one problem. There's good. Two problems. Software. I mean, like, look at the shot. Look at the shot.
Oh. Well, she just made, ah! She made it worse.
No, for some reason, the camera, which is not moving, is freezing. I don't know why.
Oh, they're frozen now. Look yeah. at you gesturing grandly. You're lifting the cloud. Lift the cloud, dear.
Grandly.
Yeah.
Grandly.
And then it'll
gracefully and grandly.
It'll catch up in a minute. I don't know why it's doing that.
That's fantastic.
When I'm just going to fit in as many stories as I can over the next 3 hours, but we
Please
saw
do.
Vanessa Williams in P-Town at little tiny little Founders Hall. It was darling. And it was of like 8 or 9 songs, and in between, she and the pianist Seth Rudensky, I think is his name.
Sure.
He's it's, kind of famous.
That actually sounds kind of famous, yeah. So I'm in.
Yeah. Yeah. He was her accompanist and one-time vocal partner. Look at my hand just waving like crazy that's behind.
Because okay. it's delay. That's the delay camera.
Because I looked up, and I'm like, oh my God, I'm having a seizure. So she told stories in between songs in this little mock interview style that was very charming. But then she told us, like, she decided to teach all the gay guys pageant tricks. So she told us at the end of every song to lift the cloud. And there I lifted the cloud moments later.
Meanwhile, I'm still lifting over here. I don't know why.
She's frozen in some sort of weather girl pose that none of us can explain. Near a green screen, arm aloft. She lifted a cloud.
All we got was your hand in their shot on that one.
So I learned to paint with all the colors of the wind with that whore. She's phenomenal, though. She was lovely and charming, and it was an absolute delight of an evening.
Oh, I'll bet.
Just to see somebody in such a tiny, tiny, tiny intimate setting and have them chit-chat and tell dirty stories and...
That's so
she
fun.
She was a lot of fun.
Love it.
Marina?
Yeah.
What have you been doing?
What's going on?
What's happening? Hi, how are you?
Just got the girl back to school. She started teaching high school.
Oh, we're so excited.
Yes.
How much bong water on day one?
Right. Day one bong water. We want to hear. Inquiring minds want to know.
The bong water I don't think happened, but the kids were different. They were much bigger, apparently.
They are.
They do get awfully big about that age.
Yeah, some of them were juniors and like linemen for North High School. Yeah. So they're pretty big.
They're almost like adult size and larger.
Exactly. Yeah.
At that age.
One's
like
6'5". She was saying like, I don't know, she was being facetious, but like 300 pounds. And linemen.
Yeah.
For the
county.
For the Wichita, yeah.
I'm the Wichita.
But no bong water so far, yeah.
As it turns out, if you kick them in the knees, they all go down.
Right. Yeah.
Doesn't matter how tall they are.
Right. Yeah. So anyway, yeah, we just did that and just kind of relaxed. Just tried to enjoy the last week. She was back at school, like having to do some things, but the kids started today.
Because their summer... Yeah. Now we're questioning.
That makes my yeah. Now we're the Q.
Now can we turn the light off?
Not just Q talk, but we're the Q.
Let's say I'm represented only by a Q. Can we turn the light off? And it's kind of, it's a little bit disappointing. It's got to be for her that her break is so short.
The girl, an aunt, just the girl.
Yeah. Like it's just basically June and most of July right. for her break.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like the trade-off should be a much, like 3 months.
Right. That's where people get it really confused. And she used to teach summer school as well. So that would go through most of June. So we, you know, when people are like, oh, it's your summer.
Yeah, it's about kind 5 weeks long.
TikTok, yeah.
Right. Right. So, yeah, but it was...
But I saw lots of pictures. You did lots of stuff. And
yeah, we did.
Concerts and Californias.
Lots of... we did a bunch of different trips, and we went to, Dixie Chicks, and we got to see my man, Rick Springfield.
Oh, very good.
I love him. Aaron doesn't have a lot of recollection of that concert, but,
I have a question about Mr. Springfield.
Yes, please.
You, just in this year...
yeah.
You've seen him several times.
Twice.
No, it seems more.
Nope, twice.
It does seem like more.
Sounds longer.
Okay, then the last half of 15 into 16, how many cumulative times have we seen him?
Last half of 15 into 16? Well, that was including, because it was last half.
Because it seems like there's been a lot of sightings of you and him.
No, but she does bring him up more often than his.
And I'm just wondering, has he like, does he like... Really, again? Like, does he just say, bitch, what? You're everywhere.
Well, no, he's kind of on that Blondie, Pat Benatar mm-hmm. circuit where they're constantly touring. And now Duran has joined the merry-go-round
and is
touring.
They had...
Blondie, Pat Benatar, the Go-Go's.
Right. The concert we went to was the Romantics,
Oh, that guy's
Tommy Two-Tone was supposed to be there. Not so much. We don't think so. Jenny, I got your number. And there was one other group. Oh, The Fix.
Oh, I liked The Fix.
It was like the 80s just kind of.
It would take me a second to come up with a song
awesome.
Or two, but I know I have them.
Yeah.
I know I own them.
And now I just,
yeah,
I had it, I had it, and now I can't.
But those 80s groups are on a constant loop. And now, is it Culture Club?
Culture Club is coming.
Cyndi Lauper. One thing leads to another. Yeah,
Culture Club's coming a couple weeks here.
Yeah, Culture Club is touring with Cyndi Lauper, right?
I didn't realize that's who.
Oh, fun. I don't know.
I did not know about that.
Yeah.
I just knew about Culture Club. I didn't know about the Cyndi.
I knew they were touring with someone else.
Yeah, and Aaron's right. Like, she had no idea a song, 5 years ago of Rick Springfield's, and now she's like, I know exactly what he's going to sing. Like, this is his lineup. Whatever.
Aaron, I would understand if you never wanted to go again. I would understand it.
Does he do Human Touch? Because that's...
He does.
We all need.
That was my favorite of the Rick Springfield.
Yeah. Well, I almost misspoke.
I almost
gave a Kenny Loggins song, but I retracted.
Ooh, but
I almost said Vox Humana, that is a Kenny Loggins song.
No.
That's a whole different animal.
That is. But yeah, so it was...
From somebody who never had plastic surgery.
Yeah, but it was very fun. And we're going, Seidel is coming in town, my BFF.
Oh.
He'll be here Saturday, I believe, and Friday night, Saturday.
Both look delicious.
We are going, this doesn't even sound like anything I would normally do, but it's for her.
A sewing convention?
Nope, Guns and Roses.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh.
It's really it guns with a like side anything. Of gravy. Have you seen Axl lately?
Actually, wait till you see. I may wear my shirt in next week that I'm going to wear because I had to get a concert t-shirt, right? Like I had to get this concert t-shirt and like be all prepared. Oh, my God. Do you remember like the whole Guns and Roses, right?
The
and
logo?
Then, whatever.
Sure.
It had both guns and roses.
It did. And like a skull and all kinds of weird shit.
Yeah.
I found one and it's Guns and Ponies. And it said, it has like the, instead of Axl and whatever the four different points, slash and whatever, it has my little ponies on it. Anyways, funny to me.
It got one of us.
No. I'm so excited.
Suddenly in my head, it's guns and ships. And so the balance
it's guns
shifts.
And ponies. I'm so excited about it.
Rendezvous with Rochambeau. Consolidate their gifts.
And then in the same, week. Going to Adele. So it's like going, so I don't know if I'll be deaf by the time I get to Adele
mm-hmm.
because of that, but We'll see.
Although after you see Axl Rose now, that song "Somebody Like You" will sound will be a whole lot more relevant.
Excellent. Yeah. Never mind.
Somebody anyway, that I used
I'll
to
find
know.
Somebody
anyway,
like you.
Who ate Axl Rose? So my week was important to me, and I'm excited about next week as well. No, it's and good. So it's good. So
now of the two, that's the one that I would be. Except for "Every Rose Has Its Thorn." Is that him?
Nope.
Okay.
No.
Then I know I don't know anything.
Welcome to the Jungle.
Welcome to the Jungle.
"Every Rose Has Its Thorn" was Warrant.
Poison. That girl. Was poison.
No, no, different.
Oh, no. "Better Roses" is Bon Jovi.
No. Poison is the song "Poison" was not Boyz II Men. It was
Bell Biv
DeVoe. Yeah, Bell Biv DeVoe.
So, yeah, I'm far more excited.
Welcome to BET.
I'm far more
VH1.
Excited about going to Adele and seeing
Adele. Oh, I would be excited about going to Adele.
Yeah, absolutely.
I haven't figured out how to pull that off yet.
I'm excited to see Seidel. That's my deal. I'm just excited.
Have you seen the video for "Send My Love to Your New Lover"?
Oh, it's exquisite.
Oh,
I have not seen that.
Just standing there in that flowery dress and that stank face that she has.
I think they shot it like 150 times with like time lapse photography, so it's kind of
so
reminiscent
just
kind of
overlay,
to
kind of
a throwback to like Peter Gabriel Sledgehammer,
okay.
The one, but instead of having it all choppy, it just makes it this flowing, but it's her face like over and over and over again, and they just keep
so good,
like superimposing her on her singing.
Yeah,
it's just beautiful.
But every time the disdain in her face is just powerful.
Disdain.
I know.
Like that is.
I've been reading books.
Disdain.
There's a great discussion on the board that I'm ignoring about biscuits and cookies in America. Biscuits are to be cherished. Cookies are to be eaten. We're gonna chat about biscuits in just a second here.
Don't get him all started on the sidewalk and pavement shit later, too. That'll piss him off. Driveway, pavement, all that shit.
That's not me.
No, I'm just always assuming, so I just was throwing you under the bus for that. I know it's not you.
I'm like, God, I'm mad about a lot of things.
Why do we park on driveways and drive on parkways?
Right, yeah, right. That's part of that, yes.
And you can't call it a freeway back east because you got to pay to drive on the goddamn thing?
Yeah.
That's
like,
a real
it's like a toll road.
Yeah. Toll road.
Ooh, the turnpike.
And man, I want to own an oven. Well, okay.
Well, you can have Clayton's.
Yeah, I never use it.
Virtually unused.
It really is. Unused. The top burners. Well, I don't know. I do like
bottom right burner is pretty abused.
I do like that one. I like it for pizzas occasionally, but not in the summer. It's too damn hot here in the summer to fire up the old oven and bake. Somebody actually, I was telling Mom this the other day. Somebody, I forget where the fuck I was, out somewhere, and they were having a discussion. They turned to me and they're like, "Well, you bake a lot, don't you?" And I'm like, "Huh?
Hey, that's what."
Excuse me, you must have me mistaken for someone else.
What I bake? Well, I thought you looked like somebody who baked a lot. I'm like, no. I can't even. And I know, no, there was not that. Right, I gotcha.
We went all Pillsbury Doughboy on this insult.
I can't.
They just called you fat, Clayton.
Like, well, I can't even cook. Oh, well, I thought you baked. Nope, I'm just fat.
Store-bought fat. I actually left my house to get the shit to do this.
Oh, but I didn't walk.
Heaven for fat.
listeners of the future, so you know, when you look at someone and say, "Oh, you look like someone who bakes."
Nope.
No, that's interpreted
that's
differently.
That's a turd in the pool, people. Turd in the pool.
Oh, I thought you got stoned and ate a lot. That's what they were saying.
That's the only fast comeback. Yeah. You're squinty.
Yeah.
Can't form complete sentences.
Yes.
All right, so I was going to only do three stories, but I had to go to four because of the biscuits. So
we haven't even got to your section yet.
Yeah, we are.
I'm done.
She's done.
Oh, I thought you meant entertainment.
She listed every 80s band she knew.
No, I thought you meant entertainment. I'm like, we're not even to entertainment yet, Al. Oh, Al, what have you been doing? There we go.
Amina, I agree. Me and Oprah, I
love bread. It's the truth.
I love it. I eat it every day.
It's the truth. And I can't travel to any more cities where bagels is not the food of their people. I get so confused. When I have to hunt down
where
a bagel.
Where have you been when there were no bagels?
Not New York.
Why
let's just say that.
Why would you go there?
I don't know, but we're learning. This Hawaiian egg bread is not a bagel, people.
You got four stories. Let's go.
Okay, first and most importantly, time being of the essence,
yes.
Biscuits. Costco sells them. One of you fuckers is going there and buying me a box.
Fair.
Red Lobster cheese
biscuits. Ooh, Cheddar
biscuits.
Bay biscuits?
Yes. They're available at the fucking Costco. Yeah, and I know how to bake, so I can
And I have
make
a membership
those,
to Costco.
And we're just going to sit over there and eat those motherfuckers.
Oh, my God.
So bring them for next week's show. I'll get here early, and we'll bake those
Clayton
things.
Clayton McKee, I'll give you money. Go to the Costco.
So
Cheddar Bay biscuits.
We're in the Rhode Island, I think I only in the, have in the Isle of Rhodes, and we went right to the water's edge and bought like swordfish and shrimp and all this delicious seafood,
just fresh ripped salads, them right out of the ocean.
Berries from the side market, and then my friend makes red lobster cheddar biscuits, and that's the only thing I commented on about the whole meal. We had fish that are still swimming.
Was it Dasso?
No. Oh. This was Justin and Kurt, and they were such wonderful hosts. And oh my god, it was just the funniest thing that after all this had gone on and all these like marinades and preparations and like the freshest food available right off the boat, it's me, the box biscuit that threw me under the bus. I was hungry.
They're delicious. You can't help it.
It's like going to a vineyard and enjoying the box wine.
Well, this is lovely. Do you make this here?
Right. I've had many a fine.
What's the expiration date on this?
I had a box rosé recently that I have to get the name of that was actually good. And the person that was pouring it was like, please don't judge me. Just taste it and then call me names. And I was like, oh, kind of tasted okay. So, okay, we're going to do the three stories from there, from my trip. So, first tragedy that befell us. Okay. We had a whole week in P-Town. We weren't doing a lot of our usual exercise. We had some inclement weather, and we were right on the water in the little marina bay. So we just kept walking out into that water. There was no reason to like ride our bikes across town to the ocean because we had beachfront property right there, and you just walk right in. So there wasn't a great desire to get across, but then we were being kind of slovenly. And at the end of the week, we had missed the one day we were supposed to go on like this a kayaking trip like we did the previous year where we bar hopped on the kayaks. Mm-hmm. Well, we get to day six, haven't moved much. So I'm like, we're going to get the kayaks and we're going to go out to that lighthouse out there. It's not that far. First is the ferry pier, and then beyond that, about the same distance, what I thought was the same distance, is the lighthouse.
But we also know how off you are on distances.
Yes. So many will remember what I consider 1 to 2 blocks.
Yes.
Really a country mile.
7 miles. Yeah. We went on a road trip one time. Yeah. I'm familiar.
Yeah. Just a couple blocks. Right around this corner. So we go. We don't go to the same place that we rented the kayaks from before because of a shorter walk. So first crisis went to Matt for us having to cross and you have to cross the ferry lane, the actual lane where the big ships come in. So in a kayak, that gets a little rough.
It's you got to choose scary, your moment. Yeah.
Because there's big, huge wakes coming from ferries.
And they will run you the fuck over.
Yeah, that can carry cars. So we get across there. We get over to the lighthouse, which was way further than I thought. And I have Kevin in front of me, who's afraid of everything. As it turns out, the list just grows exponentially every time we travel. And we get to the shore where there's the lighthouse. And we're now surrounded by seals. And I always tell Kevin, you don't have to be afraid to be in the water unless you're swimming with seals, which when are you ever going to do that? So I take him on a great distance on a kayak with no other way out to seals fucking everywhere. Like, even I was like, this is an alarming number of seals that we are now going to get out of this boat.
Shark and then it
was, bait. Sharks everywhere.
It was so
everywhere.
Fucking hot. It was one of the hottest days of the week. So we were dying. So, like, we have to get in the water. And, of course, Kevin had been panicking back. And it was one of those things where, I love you, Kevin, if you're listening, but the passive-aggressive game started about 4 hours before we left. What about our phones? What about our phones? I'm like, I have zip-tight bags. Mm-hmm. I have the water seal bags for our stuff. What about our phones? Al, are you going to bring your phone with you? Yes, Kevin, and I'm putting it in this bag. What about our phones? I'm really worried about my phone. Then don't bring your phone, but I want my phone.
Then put it in the
so
bag.
So what did we forget is I'm like seriously trying to talk about this ledge. Water for us. So we had nothing to drink.
Oh my God.
So we get all the way out there in this heat. We start swimming around. And then Kevin starts with, there's a storm coming. I'm like, listen, Winterfell. Winter is coming. And he's like, I think there's a storm coming. I'm like, I checked the weather and these lovely people rented us kayaks. There's not a storm coming. They wouldn't do that to us. I'm like, and I checked the weather and it was pretty specific.
Settle down, Ned Stark.
So then he's like, Al, there's lightning. So we're swimming around. He's like, Al, everybody's leaving. I'm like, Kevin, no one is leaving. The guy in the paddleboard left because he should. He's got a long way to go on a paddleboard. And then I'm like, oh, fuck, that storm is kind of turning towards us.
Oh, my
gosh.
There's
lightning. So then Matt has the idea, well, we're not going to make it across the ferry lanes, so why don't we go to the west end of town? Because there's a bar where we started our bar crawl the year before.
Okay.
We start heading that way. Because Kevin didn't tell you about all his passive aggressiveness. So we're getting there, and Kevin just takes off. So I'm like, that's fine. We have no life preservers. And it's a long way off. Because now we have to go.
But you have a phone.
Yeah.
But what about our phones?
So we're going across, and the storm really is, like, has definitely turned, and the lightning's coming. Now, the other thing that I didn't know was Kevin didn't realize that the pole he was holding was plastic. He thought he was holding on. He thought they were letting him
He thought he had a lightning rod.
A lightning rod in his hands. So this little fucker is
It's just painted silver.
It wasn't. It looks like a toy. You know what I mean? It's like red and orange.
It was primary colored.
So he's like paddling like a motherfucker and really going. I was going as fast as I could, and Matt was kind of next to me. Well, Matt's got a bum thumb. So it turns out he can't really kayak long distances because he keeps going around in a circle because he can't grab that way. So off to our left. Yeah, exactly. That's it.
Nail down his other foot. But
yeah. Now see what happens.
The definition of insanity.
Yeah. So we're crossing over, and we're crossing over. It's turned into that kind of a story. So there was a gentleman to my left who was very in shape, and he was clearly like kayaking alone. And I looked at him. I'm like, should we be doing this? And he's like, yeah, you'll make it. And then I looked at, and then he got ahead of us. I'm like, well, because he's in great shape. I looked at Matt, I'm like, this may be a really stupid idea. He's like, what? I'm like, we're actually paddling out to the middle of this body of water into a storm now. And he was like, that's not the right time to tell me. I'm like, no, I know, because going back's not an option now either. Like, we're stuck no matter what we do. Paddle like motherfuckers. Well, I lose Matt behind me.
Because he's going in a circle, of course.
Everyone say hi, Matt.
Oh, Jesus, Matt's listening, too.
Matt Marotska is listening currently.
Are you still going in a circle, Matt?
Yes.
Okay. Are you better? So
you turned me right round, baby. Right round.
Like our record, baby. So I'm, like, keeping my eye on Kevin.
Because
he was going so fast. I'm like, this little fucker's really scared.
He's
going to
stroke out.
And
right.
I couldn't see Matt behind me anymore. And then the guy that was next to me, I don't know where he went, but he went a different way. So I was thinking, Kevin hit his own phone, I think. I don't think I hit both phones, but I'm like, hopefully Kevin knows enough that he has to call and get help for Matt, because I really thought Matt was too far out to make it back in. But luckily, the winds never kicked up. Like, it didn't really start to rain. It was just lightning.
And Kevin was so nervous that he did one of these.
Oh, no.
And it's in the water.
No, he'd still be in therapy if he did that.
That's a good point.
He'd lose all his Britney Spears pictures.
So
does anyone know what he's doing now?
You're in the cloud.
And I had maybe enjoyed a gummy beforehand. So Matt and Kevin were like, oh, you didn't share. I'm like, no, kids, we're not playing amateur. And then I was really grateful because I was paranoid. So I started to really we did go through flying fish. Like, we really did go through a lot of sea life. And they were both very brave through that part. Because Kevin should have aborted ship like 3 hours before any of this nonsense went on. Kevin's going. I'm really thinking, like, he's got to call for help. Like, I have my phone in my bag, but he's got to call for help. Because I honestly thought we lost Matt somewhere. And I'm like, this storm's going to hit any second. And then all of a sudden, I'm doing the deals with God. Like, make it to this buoy. Because I was trying to figure out, like, how far could I really swim? Like, I always say I can swim well, but how far can the fat girl swim? So I was like, all right, that buoy looks good enough. If I tip here, I can at least make it to that. Then it was like, okay, I can at least swim to that sailboat if we tip here, because the wind hadn't kicked. All of a sudden, Kevin stands up. So I'm like, oh, God, he's in the beach. And then I'm like paddling. And I'm like, this fucker's walking forever. What's going on? And then I look down and realize, like, it's either really tall seagrass or it's really shallow here. But I was so afraid to, like, put down the paddle and lose it, like start like reaching down for the ground.
Sure.
Paranoia was hitting. And all of a sudden I'd been going, I'm like, oh, maybe I can stand up. The water was gone. So God helped us by removing all the water. The tide doesn't go in and out like into the whatever that would be. It goes east to west. So when the tide was in on the east end, it was out on the west end and there was no water left. So we just dragged him up, then the rain hits, then the freezing cold hits. There's a lady on shore, and then we find Matt. We're like, Matt, if that's you, stand up. And he wasn't standing up. I'm like, oh, Jesus, that's the other guy. Like,
oh,
Matt
no.
really is, like, out of our visual. And then Matt finally stands up, and I could hear him swearing. The pilgrims can still hear it echoing. This is his vacation. He was never fucking doing this again. I was going to be, you know, eaten by monsters. Then we had to call for a rescue because there was no way to get the water out. And it was raining really bad. There was a family about to, like, go out on their kayaks. But and they at first were like calling us pussies, and then they're like, no, we're not going either. No, and then just the kidding. Downpour hit, and then we find out that Kevin thinks he's holding onto a metal rod this entire time. And is just in a blind panic. I'm like, Kevin, are you afraid of rain? He's like, no, this ball!
Then put it down!
Yeah, A, you could put it down. B, it's plastic. Non-conductive.
Oh, my God. So this really cute guy comes in, picks us up in the car, and in the truck, and he ties the kayaks in the back, takes us for a ride, and as we're driving back, and in my head, I'm thinking, all right, we're all going to start exaggerating this story somehow. And Matt goes, this is just like in Jurassic Park. He's like, when they're going back, and he's like, I don't think I can endorse your park. I'm like, those people got eaten. We didn't even hit rain until we hit.
There was a T-Rex inside. I don't think I can endorse your park. I don't think I can either.
Because I was like, all right,
Mr. Hammond, I don't think I can endorse your part. Because that guy just got fucking eaten by a dinosaur.
So
I think Jacob's absolutely right.
Oh, my God. But it was so funny because I'm like, we're making memories, people.
Barbara in the thermos of straight Stoli Raz.
No, she was. She was the lady on shore. And she offered him a drink. And he was like, no, no, no. And we were all kind of being like, get this lady away from us. Like, she's really annoying us because she's calling us babies because we, like, got out of the water. And Kevin was trying to bury his bone because it might be made of metal. So all of a sudden,
I can't imagine why Kevin's not listening.
I'm so glad I didn't just have something to drink. I'd have spit that everywhere. That's fantastic. So
Barbara goes, it's straight vodka. Matt just reaches over, grabs it, and downs it. Hands it back. He's like, thanks, Barbara.
It's fantastic.
We end up like taking shelter.
No,
in her
I don't
car.
Want any of your fancy cocktail. Oh, it's straight vodka.
All thanks, right, Barbara.
Thanks, Barbara.
These are my people.
All right, that's story number one.
Oh, that's just one story.
That's just one story. I'm keeping quick. Track.
Okay, so story number two. Maybe another piece of fruit entered my body to go on the peaceful, calm kayak. No, you know, kayak.
Roller coaster?
Catamaran.
Surfboard. Catamaran.
Starts with a K. Maybe it's a C.
It's a C.
Sounds the same either way.
So
just
we
like
go
my
on,
name.
What I'm describing is because they take us all the way to one end of the island, which is where we were staying, so it was really like a 4-foot walk, but let's pretend that was longer.
Sure.
Get to the bar for a prompt 1:45 departure that happens at 2:30, so Marnie would have been right on time.
Totally. GST, Gay Standard
like
Time.
Yeah. Sounds like so, my kind of, yeah,
so
I like it.
Thanks, Barbara.
So we decide we take a walk, and I start calling it the Trail of Tears because they didn't give us water. It's fucking hot, and we're walking the length of Waikiki. And I'm like, I don't mean to diminish the Native American experience during the 1820s, but this is hell. So we walk all the way down.
Oh, by the way, for listeners, he's completely changed from the East Coast to Hawaii.
To
Hawaii. Just right. So you're keeping up.
But stay there. We'll be back.
So, picture it. Sicily.
We walk exactly. Waikiki, 2016, summer of. Hotter than all fucking get out. So they take us indoors through the Sheraton, which was lovely, out on the beach. And that's when the fruity pebbles hit. Let's just say that.
All right.
And suddenly life got confusing and I was thirsty. Because we all were like trying to keep our phones, but again, same plastic baggies that accompany me everywhere.
Sure.
So I decided I've got to take off my shoes because you get on a catamaran in the surf. Mm-hmm. So you get really wet. So I was like, all right, the phone in the pocket's not going to work because these people are getting soaked and I'm like a foot taller, shorter than everyone else. So I'm trying to like give the guy my ticket, try to remember what my name is while getting my phone into a baggie and my shoes off and get this all arranged. And I've lost the person whose backpack I'm going to put it on. Get on the boat, calm down, have a drink, Mai Tai, all sugar. Beautiful blue water, blue sky, just absolutely gorgeous. Flying fish, the occasional dolphin, life is good. And they're like, now if anybody wants to, we're going to slow down the boat and you can just jump in the water. No life preservers, no nothing. Swim if you can. If you don't, probably not the best idea you've ever had.
Probably shouldn't jump
off
the boat.
See you later.
Right.
Somebody's got to feed the fish. Jump in, me and Kenny, who I'd never met before, swimming around, having fun, laughing, we're chit-chatting with people, we're bobbing along, having a good time. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden we realize, oh, people are going in, it must be close to our 15 minutes. So we start swimming and notice, it's getting kind of hard. It's kind of a tough swim. Boat seems to be floating the other way.
Kind of far away from our boat.
So make it on, and the second to last one, and the other guy like drifted even further back. Because he was, like, taking pictures or something with an underwater camera. So I get back on the boat, and all of a sudden I have a great idea. Like, do I have time since he's still in the water? Can I jump in? And she's like, sure, quick. Oh, this time I decided to just do a beautiful dive off the edge of the boat. Way out there, turn around, I'm like, oh, fuck. I gotta do that whole swim again, and now I'm a little bit further out, so it starts, and I'm like, I'm exhausted.
First of all, I'm either, two things, I'm either impressed with your diving skills, or really, really disappointed in your swimming skills.
Well, you gotta figure, the boat's drifting this way, yeah. And I was diving this way, so there was a little bit of help from gravity. Finally make it back, and Frank looks at me, and he's like, you're done. I'm like,
all right.
I just sat quietly.
And fruity pebbled.
Drink your juice, Shelby. Drink your juice.
The boat ride ends. They get me off the boat. I am so completely sun-fried, exhausted, ready to just lay down and be out of the sun. Oh, no, they walk me to a gay bar. That's this. It's small, literally smaller than this room, with karaoke. We do one song. Something goes on. They bought us another boat ride the next day.
Oh, no.
Mm. Hooray!
So then we had to walk back. I tripped on every curb. I was, like, walking into people. I was so, like, I couldn't even lift my legs. So tired. And then they're like, we're going to go out for a drink. I'm like, okay. I took a shower, put my pajamas on, got a bed.
Oh, okay.
And Frank sat there looking at me, and he's like, when do the excuses start for why you're not going out? I'm like, oh, I'm just not going out. I didn't know I needed an excuse.
Second dive off the boat.
Right.
Mama took a shower, put the PJs on, found CNN. I'm 30 seconds away from just jacking up with porn in front of you. You gotta go.
Is Anderson Cooper going to be on any minute?
Yeah, please. Exactly.
So I'll save the for another time. But we go back to Rhode Island for that one and Block Island.
Oh, well, I think you should.
Rented a bike. Beautiful island.
That's good choice.
Yeah. Because I'll never remember it again.
Well, this is good.
I know you won't. That's
he's
why I'm
eating up
that.
My time, which yeah. I haven't prepared for the second week
I just
we
know
row.
That he won't remember, so that's why
so
I just say it.
In Narragansett, and they're all talking about this island that you can't quite see. If it's kind of clear, you can maybe see this island called Block Island. It's beautiful. It's a great day trip. I'm in Rhode Island, and I ended up staying for 4 days. I was supposed to stay for two and then go on to Vermont, but I didn't. So I've still never been to Vermont. So I decide for the day that I have to myself, because Justin had to work, that I was going to take the ferry to Block Island, all very well, beautiful ride, gorgeous, gorgeous day, way too fucking hot, that seems to be the theme of many of these days. Really hot, bought a cute beach bag, bought a towel, had a bike rental place in mind, went for breakfast, asked the guy about the bike rental, and he's like, they're the shittiest bikes in the whole world. This is a winter island, 100 people live here through the course of the year, no one cares about these bikes. He's like, it's a shitty, shitty bike, but it's cheap. So I went back, get my $20 rental, get on the bike, ride a half block, the chain just falls off the bike.
Oh!
I went to shift gear, because it was a 21 speed, and I know how to work a 21 speed, especially with hills, like, I know how to make that work. I'm okay with that. But when the chain falls off, I'm kind of without, so walk the bike back, and the guy's like, oh, you should only change gears when you're moving, and I'm like, well, no shit! Really? Is that a new rule? Should I not take the bike in the ocean either? Anything else you want to share? So then, because my goal was beautiful, let's call them Sunset Cliffs. It wasn't what it was called, but it was like Block Island Cliffs or some kind of monkey business.
Sure.
Not thinking from the water level to the cliff is probably going to be all uphill. So trying to get this fucking bike up this hill, walking the bike, riding the bike, swearing at the bike, trying to throw the bike into the bushes, trying to kill people with bikes, trying to hitchhike, trying to get up this fucking hill, finally make it, sweating like a whore in church.
And not in the fun way.
And I saw a lighthouse, and I'm like, you know what, motherfuckers? Whatever that is what I came here to see. That's it. Lighthouse, end of journey. So I get up there, proud of my new tourist destination, start taking pictures with these two ladies. One of them was local. And I'm like, where the... And I told her the story about the bike and how much I didn't want the bike and how I was just going to jump off the cliff and swim back because I'm now a good swimmer. She's like, you're at the cliffs. She's like, this is the lighthouse next to the cliffs. She's like, just go out the road, walk. You don't have to take your bike. It's right there. Well, then it's like 400 steps down to get to the shoreline.
Did she go to the same geographic school that you did as far as distance is concerned?
Right the fuck next door.
It's a block away. Right.
So I do this. Lovely time down there. Finally, I realize way too much sun. I'm, you know, the sunblock reapplication, we're way past due. Climb up the motherfucking stairs.
To get to the bike?
To get to the bike, ride the bike downhill. Thank Jesus it was downhill. Get the bike back to the place. And I'm like, I need a beach.
Hair.
I need a beach without rocks that I can just swim in. And the guy's like, he looked at my face and he's like, just give us the bike back. The beach path is right there. And I was like, really just across the side street. He's like, it's right there. Go down the beach, flop around for like 30 seconds. I'm like, fuck this noise. Walk back up to find shelter and I see a library sign. I walked in with my saddest little girl face and I'm like, can you help me? My ferry's down for 4 hours and it's too fucking hot outside. I'm gonna die. She's like, honey, just go rinse your feet. There's a hose outside and you can come back and sit in here. And I sat in the Block Island Public Library, just a little bit smaller than your house. It has like 5 books.
So do I.
But internet and air conditioning.
So do I.
So it was delightful. She's like, you just can't fall asleep. I'm like, oh no.
Now she thinks you're a homeless man.
Exactly, with a beautiful new Block Island purse. So I woke up, got kicked out of there, and walked back to the ferry terminal and did sad girl act number two. And was like, get me on a boat going back here. I don't care if it's carrying fruit. I will be a stowaway. Just get me back there. The guy's like, get on the car ferry and get off this island. I'm like, thank you, Jesus. Absolutely gorgeous little artist island. But there's not a tree on that fucking island for shade. I was like, my kingdom for a tree.
My kingdom.
It was fun though. Making
so
memory.
So that's story three.
That's it.
Oh, that's it?
The rest I'll just share personally. But those are the three, like, that's the funny. Big highlights was really that how many times Mother Nature and I just did not get along.
Well, you should stay inside.
Very funny.
That bike ride was from hell. That bike. If I could have picked it up and thrown it at that little Asian. I don't think he was Asian. I wasn't in Hawaii, but.
Potato, potato.
Matt, just put that picture on. That is fucking funny.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. That's fucking funny.
Yep, them's the kayaks.
The look on his face is absolutely right.
All right.
I'm on vacation. I don't need to exercise.
Hour one has been catch up. We haven't even got to anything I've done, which isn't terribly exciting. We'll do that in a minute when we come back. We're going to come back with what I did, a drinking word, and then we're going to start headlines. But it all works out because Kat didn't repair anything this week because she was drinking. It's Cute Talk America. We'll be right back.
Noble pursuits, people.
You've been listening to The Show on Cute Talk America. This is Cute Talk America.
The following broadcast contains adult humor, language, and topics, along with partial nudity. Actual knowledge is used sparingly. The show is a result of a lost bet and a bad game of rock, paper, scissors. It's The Show with Clayton McKee. And now, a man with a face for radio, Clayton McKee.
Holy heaven sakes alive, trying to get a bunch of things all set up. Here we go. Oh, I don't need that yet. I got to do something else yet. There's so many, so minty
so
things.
So busy. Minty.
Minty things here. Hi, everybody. It is the show. It is season 5. This time it's personal. Show number 270 in the sequence. Kat Carlson, Marnie Ryer. Al Perkins is back with us from his...
Hooray!
His long sabbatical.
That was literally my longest vacation
travels.
Ever.
He was gone. Now he's back. If you care to read the book, I'm sure it'll be coming out in paperback soon.
How many gallons of sunscreen did you use? Anant, there are not words to describe or numbers. It was epic.
14.
It was epic.
Hawaii turned into like all of us. And there's one guy with us that was practically black by the time it was over. Like several times we thought, oh, Kevin made a black friend. That's how dark this guy was, and even he was putting on 50 at, like, huge levels.
Kevin made a black friend.
Are those things that you say a lot? I mean, like, what?
Well, we were way out in the
good
water
night,
floating
Matt.
Around
have
on our inner
night,
tubes. Night. We were floating around on inner tubes, and Kevin, you know, Kevin kept going out and smoking, and Frank kept going out. Everybody was smoking. So they would get out of the water, go to the corner, and smoke. So we're way out, and I'm like, oh, I think that's Kevin coming in. I'm like, oh, but Kevin made a black friend. And then Kenny goes, hey, that's my husband. I'm like, oh, hi, Matt. Hi. No, his name is Dave. I'm like, hi, Dave.
Good work.
Oh, God. All right. It's the beginning of hour two, as we always do. We start out with a little drinking disclaimer, and it goes like this.
It's fantastic.
And now, a drink along. We dare you to stay awake during this royalty-free music and to play a drinking game with us. If you are currently or soon to be driving a car, you cannot play. If you are presently the primary caregiver for children and or the elderly, you may desperately want to play, but no. If you are listening from a rehab facility, you are disqualified because you already hit bottom. And that means you already won this game at least once. If playing this game is in any way illegal for you, put the bottle down and make better life choices. There is no good in your goodbye, and there is no lifeguard on duty, so you will be swimming at your own risk. Tell your lawyer to take the fucking day off. You can't sue us. We warned you. Good luck.
Well, short story for a drinking word, because she got a whole biscuit story last week.
That's a true story.
Equal time.
No, this is working. This is the exact same strategy. You're just helping me this week. Exactly.
So there's a meme out of a lady TSA agent fondling up another lady TSA agent.
What?
And
dear Google, wait.
No, it's in our emails.
Do you have anything to declare?
No, are you carrying anything explosive? Just this bomb pussy.
Bomb ass pussy.
Oh my God, that's my new everything.
So, bomb pussy.
That's our drinking phrase?
That's our drinking phrase.
Oh my God.
Just this bomb pussy.
Oh boy.
We said that all fucking week in Hawaii. Whenever there was a quiet moment or I was floating away on an inner tube, I would just remind people that I had the bomb pussy.
Yes. Very good.
There is that.
It's on our page.
It's in the cast message group. I think it's what he's talking about. I can't remember what that group is called, though.
It's called, like, Marnie, Al, Cat, Clayton.
It's actually the group called The Show.
Oh, like, our
yes.
Right. Oh, that one.
If you can look into groups, it's called The Cast.
Oh, fuck.
Right.
All right.
Or The Showcast, whichever.
Carry on.
Okay, we're going to see if we can...
distracted by this bomb-ass pussy.
Wow.
So what all... Sir?
It's really hard to work in.
Oh, me. We're talking about
me. Yeah, it's your turn.
Oh, I didn't know about bomb-ass pussy. We had slowed it down to bomb pussy.
Oh, well,
do you have the meme?
I ad-libbed. No, I'm trying to find it.
Oh.
Got out of having to go to Denver for a work trip, which is fine, but I still have to go to Tucson. It's really not a good trade-off, but at least their flooding ended today because we do have weather in Arizona, and it flooded like a son of a bitch in Tucson today.
Okay.
Other than that, just, you know, normal stuff, just work and love and storms here in Phoenix and
you
doing
found
my
love?
Own. No.
In a hopeless
place? No. But I forgot to mention this. I forgot to mention this last week, something that I had done, obviously, while we were on hiatus. Something I know Alice talked about before. There is a, I believe it's all a charity that they do all over the country, Broadway Bears.
Yeah.
They do it all over the country. And Jay Rodriguez, who lives in L.A., and again, for those of you who don't know who Jay Rodriguez is, he was one of the cast members of Queer Eye for the Straight Guy years ago. He's an actor. He's on various sitcoms. For a while, he was on the Reba sitcom. He was the assistant to whatever the hell is going on with her, talent scout or something. And then he was in a couple episodes of Grace and Frankie. He played a nurse in the hospital when one of the characters was had a heart attack. Anywho, we are minimally friendly on Facebook. We chat back and forth message. I message him when I'm in LA to find out if he's doing something I can go see. Because I've actually never met him in person. I just know of him. And we do have some friends in common. He hosts karaoke out there. He's always doing singing engagements and things. Well, anyway, he had posted that he had been asked to do Broadway Bears San Francisco. And so he was going up to do that. And of course, as they ask all of the people to participate, it's a fundraiser. Mm-hmm. And they ask people who are going to be performing there to try to raise funds. It's almost like you do AIDS walk. You know, you're going to participate anyway, but can you raise money to bring to the table? Well, he did a fundraising thing online, and one of the things was if you donated to his fundraiser, you get an autographed picture mailed to you. So I did get the autographed picture from Jay Rodriguez in the mail, which was cool. I got an email from him, then I sent him the address. And then he sent me the picture, which I thought was really cool.
That's cool.
So I'll put that on my wall of fame here in the house of other people. But I thought it was cool that I got a picture from. I just thought that was nice. But again, it was
I saw him somewhere in Rent. So he either toured in Rent or he did the San Francisco house or LA house.
I don't know. He was on Broadway doing it for a while.
Yeah,
but
maybe it was actually in New York.
And I don't know.
I saw him and met him outside of a stage door.
Okay.
where he was Angel, and he was very good.
He did that for many years. He played that character. But yeah. So anyway, that was that. Other than that, no, it's just a normal week in the life for me.
So none of us were able to go to Dancing with the Bars?
No. However, I can give you a little update about Dancing with the Bars.
Oh, who won?
Mark Coward of the Bliss Rebar, Fez fame. They're one of the owners of there. Mark is so fun. I enjoy the hell out of Mark. In fact, we were texting recently with the fact he's been so busy with what he's been doing with rehearsals and so forth, building up to it. And I was busy. We oftentimes like to get a little juiced up on a Sunday afternoon on a patio. He's such a good time. But anyway,
I'm free this
year
Sunday.
And partnered with
Rocco Meneguali. I think it's the correct name.
Sure,
Rocco. Okay. Yeah. They've been together for several years. Anywho,
together or together? Like dancing?
I think
or
he meant dance partner.
Oh no, dance partner. Tim Bishop. Mm-hmm. Tim Bishop is who he was dancing with. I thought you meant his partner.
I like to
partner.
Call him Little Timmy Bishop because he's 9 feet tall.
Big Timmy Bishop.
That's what I like to call him.
And for some reason, to me, Tim Bishop will always be Michael Jackson because a couple of the years I did the Halloween show, he always came in and did the Michael stuff. Anyway, this year they raised, I want to say, $36,000 total.
Something crazy.
And it was at the beautiful Tempe
Center for the Arts is where they
did
it.
Lovely, lovely venue.
I think it's the third year that they've been at Tempe Center for the Arts. Is this the third?
No, second.
Second?
Yeah, because
Last year was the first. Okay.
Because the last time...
I missed the one at Celebrity.
That's the last one actually I hosted was that one with Katie June with Celebrity Theater. And then for the past 2 years, they've done it at Tempe Center. The only thing I don't like about it is... I enjoyed sitting around in the other rooms, like in a ballroom at a hotel. When you surround the floor and the dance floor, you're at Tempe Center for the Arts, but you're all sitting in theater seating, watching it on stage. There's just a difference of watching a dance contest from all angles when you can watch
it.
And I agree. You know, somebody reached out at some point because they wanted to do a video package for Gary Guerin because it was the first time Gary was there, not as an organizer, but as a spectator. So I don't know if they did or I don't know how it came out. I didn't follow up, but they were asking for... like kind of video testimonials to slice together as a little package for Gary Guerin towards the end of the show. And I had been part of the inaugural year and several subsequent years because I just can't stop. And the point of all that was not only to say that I was involved many times, but...
That'd be so unlike you, though, Kat.
That'd be weird to chew my own. But the thing that I...
weird?
Right. But I want to agree with you in that I liked the ballroom setup the best.
I did.
You know, the stage seems more prestigious. Prestigious. I'm going to go with that.
I'd go with the other.
Potato. They sound the same and they taste like mashed potatoes.
When done correctly.
Right.
But yeah, the theater seems more like, oh, hey, we've made it. We've made it an actual show. But the ballroom feels... more like a big deal.
And, and they also sit you up in the ballroom. You're set up in areas with your team, like team A here, B here, C. So you all have your, like, your cheering section.
Oh, sure.
When
you're
in the theater,
you're
all intermixed.
Okay. Yeah.
So I just didn't care. I don't care for that setup so much. But regardless, it happened. A very successful year. This year is the first year that the top fundraiser and top dance competitor were the same.
Were the same person, sure.
And it was Mark Howard. With Tim Bishop, and it was a very, very cute number they did online. Mark raised over $12,000.
Crazy talking.
Wow.
An insane amount of money that he raised. But yeah, a huge thing. It goes to a local charity here called 1 in 10. It is a youth program for not only for housing, but there's a lot of, and I'm sure in other cities that we're certainly not unique in this, the younger generation who they come out or they have family problems or whatever happens and they get kicked out of home. They're homeless. They have no clothing. They have they're in various states of need. And 1 in 10 is one of the outfits locally that takes care of them and helps and educates. They also have a school. I think it's called Q High, if I'm not mistaken.
That's right.
So they have even a high school within it.
They're going to need more letters.
I believe online.
They do have. They had a classroom there.
Did they have the classroom?
Yeah.
Okay, I thought it was because, an online
I think it's a hybrid, if I'm not mistaken.
Could be.
I think the Q High?
Yeah.
Could be.
Yeah, I think it's online instruction, and 1 in 10 locally provides the space.
Okay.
Because to go to an online high school, you have to have access to the internet and a computer.
Right.
You have to have resources. So I think locally... we provide access to
that online portal.
Yes,
okay.
Yes.
I could be wrong.
They have
I think that works out the problem because they're often domicile challenged. I don't know how to make that politically correct. But that
homeless
seems...
is the word.
No. They have a room about...
She's going to object if I say
that. They have
though.
A pretty good sized room that is just lined with, aligned with computer systems. And if I'm not mistaken, a few years ago when they started that... I want to say one person donated all the computers for them. And like it's wow. It's just apples that line awesome. Everything. Yeah. So to give them access to that education.
We'll go with the Latin scene costume.
You know, it's one in 10 is a very cool thing that this community supports and I think is important and is forward thinking. You know what I mean? Like we're taking care of kids who become the next us, mm-hmm. who become right. the next.
Right.
And it really is.
Yeah.
We've made a lot of
and you've heard
jokes,
me say it several times. Like if I made a comment about I do, they have a very yeah. small lawn. But they don't have the equipment for it, and it makes no sense for them to spend money on a service to come do this lawn when they would be better served to spend the money on the programs to help the children.
Sure.
When yeah. I got extra lawnmowers and time. So
can we start introducing you as the official landscaper for 1 in 10?
I think that's important.
I think it'd be a great idea.
Yeah, I think that should go on.
Self-designated lawn supervisor.
Clayton McKee. Right. Yep.
Maintenance.
Absolutely. Maintenance manager.
Landscape maintenance.
The 1 in 10 oh, Schneider.
Landscape manager, maybe.
Yeah, landscape manager.
And foliage director.
Oh, very nice. Oh, I do like that.
I'm going to write that down.
Calling him Schneider. I thought that worked.
I'm like Schneider from One Day at a Time.
I do like that. That's
I'm the
good.
Super.
You know, I kind of miss when lesbians would carry their keys like Schneider.
Right? I do miss one lesbian at a time.
No.
All you have to do is go back. Show. Stop by the cash. I'm sure you'll find
them.
Oh, I'm
still not allowed there. I'm sorry.
That's bullshit. That is bullshit.
That is bullshit. No, I was never barred
New
from
Mexican
there.
Male owners. I think you're fine.
Yeah, yeah, but I still don't want to
any,
go there.
We'll wait till it's turned into a full Latin club. Then we'll go.
Right. Then I'll take salsa lessons.
I accidentally found out I was dating a teen due to a social function of the 1 in 10 variety.
Oh.
And truly one of the most fun days I've ever had.
This is story number 5?
Yeah.
Thank you.
So, four. I got it down.
Oh.
This may be a repeat story, though. So this guy...
You said recently.
Number 4, rerun.
You said yeah. recently found out.
Oh, no, no.
Wait, you
no.
were recently dating a teen?
No.
Honey.
This story is older than my mattress. It's like
daddy.
16, 7 years old. His name was like
daddy,
Caesar
daddy,
or
up,
Roman.
Daddy.
Something Italian. But it's Roman. His name
like
is Roman.
It's something about a salad.
Yeah.
Romaine,
Caesar, avocado, and
bib. There was a bib involved.
Cobb. His name was
Cobb.
Hello, chef.
Chef.
Hi, Waldorf. So he comes into the bar, has a couple drinks. Whoa. I think he's cute. He invites me out on a date because he thought I was attractive as well.
Sure.
And so we go to a. Yeah, I know. That's not the funny part of the story.
I almost spit out my drink.
You whore!
Oh, that's not the punchline. Sorry. So,
yeah,
sorry.
I know. Wait for it.
I'm not standing still. I'm lying in wait.
So. So we go to this volleyball game, and of course, I play my usual position of volleyball, which is like stand there and stare at people.
Sit on the bleachers.
I was instrumental in their win. No, I stand in the actual court.
Oh,
and just
stand in the middle and go, oh, you got it?
Yes, I play dodgeball where they play volleyball. It's really two games in one. It's exciting for the
duck
spectators.
And run. They call that.
So this one kid, who I think we all still know, but I have no idea. He was doing the entire game like Wimbledon, and he was doing the color commentary while actually playing volleyball, and gave like all 10 of us names of real female tennis players, and it's how I found out I never heard of Serena or Venus Williams at this point.
At the time.
And he was like serving and adding the grunts and everything, and he had all
Which
the tennis
Gabriella
players'
Sabatini.
Names and who was serving
or
to
Steffi
who.
Graf. She's
oh, Steffi
a big grunter.
Oh, but it was
Gabriella Sabatini at the time.
She was and hot.
But it was Venus or Serena.
Wow.
They used to do the.
No, there was that other gal who always made the noises and seriously sounded like she was dying.
Yeah.
Like, so, but anyways, whoever the right person was, he put the right person to
real.
The name.
Like,
and then
she
at
got
the
stabbed.
End of the game, I thought this Robert kid was one of the funniest
like,
people I'd ever met.
Like,
he kept that going for the entire game. Everybody was having fun. I met all these people, and I'm like, what an attractive bunch of young
wow.
men I've met.
Yeah.
I'm like, why don't we all go have a drink? And they're like, well, we can. And I'm like, well, why not?
You've worked hard. You've earned it.
We're sweaty. Some of us, not me.
Well, from watching.
I was at a 1 in 10 party.
Now that you say this story, I do
funny.
Remember you telling it before.
Wow,
I've never heard it. It was brand new information for me, and I greatly
enjoyed it. It was in season 1 or 2, I'm sure.
But it was just so entertaining, and it was so much fun, and they were all great guys. But I think Roman was the oldest one there, and he was 19, so he was about to be menudoed out. Right. This was pretty much his going exactly. away party.
That's exactly what happened.
He was going right out the crapper with the menudo.
Yeah.
Dear Tyrant.
To be menudoed out.
Is now a verb.
Even though he had the bomb pussy, he was getting the boot.
What?
I still think that could be considered,
For those of you listening Arrestable. Around the world and maybe locally, if you don't understand what being menudoed out means, there is a music group.
Don't Google it. Don't Google it. It's going to get really messy.
There's a music group that only has younger Latino boys in it, and when you get to a certain age, they are dismissed and. It's menudoing out, if you will. Ricky Martin, in fact, is one of the
menudo.
People. He was menudoed out.
Verb.
Yeah.
Menudo.
Yeah.
To menudo.
Meaning.
To menudo. From the Latin menudus.
To be ejected due to advanced age.
It was almost 20 years ago. Was 1 in 10 even 1 in 10 back then?
No, it was 1 in 18. But then that changed.
No, but they changed
on that fateful day.
There's fewer of them now.
On that fateful day.
Oh, fuck.
When Al offered them all a cocktail.
Right. Yeah. Oh, we have a curfew, Mr. Perkins. We have to go.
No, that's my mom beeping. I gotta go home.
Why are all the SUVs pulling up? Oh, we have to go home, sir.
Why are you taking the yellow bus?
Oh, I think you know my orthodontist.
You may be my orthodontist.
That's funny.
Oh.
There's a picture of you in my pediatrician's office.
Oh.
With a big red line through it.
Right.
Yeah.
Who are you going to call?
Something about most wanted. Something.
We're Al Busters. So we are.
Your picture in the post office is spectacular.
Looks just like you.
Hoping for number one.
Super shimmery.
Were you part of Menudo?
Well, now you don't have to wonder about me getting my passport picture because they were like, is there any way to control that? I'm like, yeah, turn that fucking light off. So they had to put this gray thing, not here, but like in front of the light to get rid of that shine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, if you'd start doing a matte, finish on your forehead.
Hey, why can't you put that?
This is really tricky.
Clayton, why can't you put the?
No.
Oh, now you want me to put filters above people?
No. Why don't you go grab the airplane that you had up there and just kind of?
Oh, isn't that light? That's nicer lighting. God, can we get a pink gel on that fucker?
No.
I have some at the house. I'll bring them.
Can I just color lipstick on it and see what happens?
No, I'm going to tell you what we're going to do. We're going to do this.
Because I got the bomb pussy in there.
Yeah, that's why Al.
Be careful. He's going to end the show before we're done.
All right, kids. Headlines. It's the 9th of August, show 270. Here we go. Oh, the back to school joy.
A punch dick in the penis of America.
Mystery Coke machine in Seattle.
Still dead.
Oh, bless her heart.
Humble pie.
Derailed in Iowa.
Stolen gnome.
And Krispy Kremes with a side of meth. These and other stories coming right now, like it or not, against Al's shiny forehead on this Tuesday night in Q-Talk America Land.
I don't know what any of those stories are. This is very exciting.
Well, I was in hopes that we weren't gonna cross.
Do you think
paths.
We did?
Oh.
I don't think so.
No, we're good. No. I was hoping that we wouldn't, and we don't think we did.
The shine is back.
I think we're good. Well, of course it's back because you're
even
still
tell
here.
Him tan.
You're,
oh, sure.
For you, that is color.
Yeah, actually, that's a that,
my
yes,
arms aren't that
can.
Long.
Yeah. For you, Alfie, that's color. We know.
Can I get a brown crayon.
Well, in a topic that we discussed, can I get a brown? Well, it's flesh tone for somebody.
Somebody.
We touched on this topic a little earlier. Summers can be rough on parents and children, and parents look forward to the day when they can send their little kiddos right back to school.
Preach.
Well, Keisha Leanne Gardner of Alabama posted on Facebook celebrating the beginning of the new school year, and the post went viral. Let's take a look at what she
Did
looked
it have
like in her post. There she is! My favorite is the kid in the dark jacket in the back. Always, she's like already pissed
it's
off.
Very embarrassing.
Keisha,
oh, Mom.
Keisha is jumping for joy at the fact Wait, where the hell did I go? Where did I go? Oh, Keisha's jumping for the joy at the thought of a new school year while her children stand back behind her, not looking as excited as her.
But you know we ought to be friends with that girl that's bent over laughing. Right, but that's the girl. We went to drink with mom
no,
and her.
Now let's but all my friends are mom. Like, yeah. We gathered today to drink because all my friends now, are mom.
Not only one, but there's two pictures. Here's the second picture. Other way!
And the kid. And the kid in the background still.
The caption. Like, the caption on her Facebook says, "Happy first day of school, kids. I'm going to miss y'all. Please help me share with other parents that need a laugh."
As of
earlier today, this post had already been shared over 818,000 times.
What? No.
Over 66,000 likes.
Kid second what gift is to the left name? Is going to need therapy over this.
No,
Keisha, K-E-S-H-I-A, Leanne Gardner. Actually, if you just Google Alabama back to school, it comes right up.
Don't Google
so
that.
Now, I want to talk kind of about a bomb pussy.
Yeah,
because I have a
she
question.
Shot five out of that bomb
if you
pussy.
Can, if you can go ahead and put that picture back
which
up
one?
For me, the, either one.
Okay, we'll go back.
Yeah, either one would okay. be fine. It's just fine. This. Yeah, because right. she looks real similar. Now go to the other one for me, please. Simba. Yeah, 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 yep, 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 yep. Okay, that one. Now, does she? Speaking of a bomb pussy, does she look remarkably like Pussy LaHoot to anybody else?
Oh my God, yeah.
Because for real.
you need Pussy LaHoot to reenact this picture.
Right. Because that would be fantastic.
Can I mean, she can might... Can I play the boy in blue?
Yeah.
Either
and,
one of them, really.
And just for our listeners.
Both of them.
Well, thank you.
Both of you out there.
Yeah.
Thank you for being here.
Just to... Pussy LaHoot is a performer.
A local performer.
In town and looks remarkably like that woman that's on the screen. Remarkably.
Occasionally referred to as a bombed pussy.
As a bombed. Yeah. E.D. We changed that. Not just
may
bombed pussy, but
bomb.
A bombed pussy. Boom.
Oh, grammar. I love you.
Homer Simpson on the first day of the new school year. You're the government's problem now. My favorite. That caption just means... Can't miss you if you don't leave.
That's right. Yeah, get out. Get out, kid.
That's a true story. My dad used to say that to me all the time. He'd be like, "You're moving out." What do you mean, Dad? I'm only 10. He's like, "Well, I can't miss you if you don't leave. Get out."
I like the fact that I can just put the children behind Kat.
Well, hi, kids.
Out our window, the studio, the Q-Talk America studios.
Hi, Harrison. Hi, Harrison.
Now, we're not, now if you get rid of the mom, we're not allowed to say the bomb pussy, because now it's vulgar.
Because now it's just children.
Now it turns into the creepy saga
yeah, right?
of Ernie and Marina driving around country taking a picture of other people's kids.
Yeah, the lemonade
Stop
stand.
Stop doing that.
The lemonade stand in Alabama.
No, we got it.
Or wherever the hell you
Same
were.
Same state. Yeah, and that Alabama, lady just Ohio. trucking across her lawn to save her from the post office yep. picture wall.
The two people that have a level one fingerprint clearance card. Oh, be worried God. About them.
Wow. That picture of that mother running, screaming from her house at you.
You people.
And somebody had to tell you, it's a little nice, a little creepy funny. To take pictures of people's children in their
it,
front
it really
yard.
It was very funny. I think it's your house, Clayton, because it's doing that thing again. Let me see. I have to go.
Could you describe the thing?
On my computer.
Oh.
It's about you.
Sorry, guys. Sorry. I'm going to go this way.
Goodness.
No, this is
quality listeners
fast.
Are leaving
go,
us right now.
Sorry about
I've just those. Reposted this wonderful picture on my Facebook.
The mom pussy.
Yeah.
Nothing is coming up for me, so give me 1 second on my phone. I'm
Clayton,
so sorry.
Why are you doing
it?
Because I'm typing something.
Right here.
Or that.
But I can do it.
Nope, I got it right here. If you're good, I'm good.
Go ahead.
Okay.
We're ready.
Edge of our I might seats. Have lied for a second.
Edge of our
All seats. Right, so here we are.
We also
oh,
enjoy liars.
Jesus, you guys are great. Okay,
Thank
so.
You. Thank you.
You know, there's a big dickhead in Florida. His name is George Zimmerman.
Yeah.
Right?
No, mm-hmm. Sure. Yeah.
He got, I don't know if you guys heard this, but he got fucking popped in the face. Did
no.
you guys hear that?
No.
So I laugh because I thought there are two things that happened on President Obama's birthday on his and I thought what a nice present that jackass that shot up the South Carolina church
mm-hmm.
he
mm-hmm.
got his ass kicked in prison
right.
and I don't wish bad on anyone but that was fine with me
mm-hmm.
and then George Zimmerman got his clock just rung just got mm-hmm. the bell rung he was assaulted do you know why for talking shit
about
and bragging. About shooting Trayvon.
Mm-hmm.
And I, what is wrong with people, right? After, and then after he was allegedly punched in the face, he called the police because he needed to be helped because he was hurt. Somebody hurt him.
Jesus Christ.
So I thought nothing better than him getting cold cocked right in the fucking head. Here he's bragging about this, and I thought, what a lovely gift for what Obama had, you know, went through for the last 8 years, with people just shooting people and doing crazy things, that those two got their asses kicked on his birthday. Happy birthday, President Obama.
I didn't realize it was a coincidence of the birthday, but
I appreciated that the most.
Yeah, the guy.
The ass kickings? Fine. But it was for his birthday. The Charleston, I thought that was nice.
The Charleston shooter, I thought, welcome home.
Yeah. Good night then, sir.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Or something. But yeah, the Zimmerman thing, just I want to meet the man who was just like, shut the fuck up, wham.
Of course, I do not condone violence, but if you got into a spare, either. You might want to take it out on George Zimmerman.
If you're going to punch somebody, I'm thinking, it should be him.
Yeah, his days are numbered. Oh, so I sent that link for you to put up.
You're right, Amina. He just keeps poking the bear. It's ridiculous.
There you go. Just this bomb pussy.
Bomb pussy. That's who beat up
for those of you who
and punch. I like it.
That's bomb what I was talking about.
And this seriously...
This is killing me right now.
I know. Frank and I don't know each other. I mean, we've known each other a long time, but we've never done anything like this much as to go to Hawaii together for like 7 days trapped in a room. And that was that's what we talked about once we got through security and sat and had our first drink together, was he was showing me that. So for the entire 6.5 hour flight to Hawaii, I just kept screaming out bomb pussy every time he would try to fall asleep.
Maybe in the airport you should have been doing that.
Yeah, probably not in security.
I mean, especially up in the bird itself.
No.
Do you have anything to declare, sir?
Just this bomb pussy!
Well, it's a dangerous thing, the whole bomb piece.
The bomb pussy?
It
has its moments.
So a friend of mine, her last name is Bomberg, and just Bomberg. Me and Marn in the... in the chat room, just a dear friend of both of ours. Well, I'm going back for her wedding, and I'm on the phone with her, and I'm like, bomb, enough. Like, we were laughing, and I just hear I'm yelling out the word bomb.
Oh, yeah.
And all of a sudden, I looked around, and you saw this horrified look on people's faces. Like, I'm through the terminal, and I'm, like, sitting down there. And it was fairly, I mean, it was probably 2007, 2008. I didn't even think about it.
Yeah.
Didn't even think, because I'm just calling my good friend her nickname. Bomberg, just bomb. The look of horror.
Oh, yeah.
On people's faces, I thought.
Well, I was doing more of a stage whisper than a yell.
Well, and I was.
In our seats.
I was louder than that. Yeah.
Because every time Frank would like start to doze off, I'd be like, look at my bomb pussy.
I think that's very funny, though. Gotta be very dangerous. Very dangerous.
In the chat room, I put a link to this next story.
Excuse me.
No, that's the ghetto birds are flying above us for some reason.
I'm currently menudoing.
In case anyone asks, I've been here since 3:45.
Just saying,
just going to put it out
everybody
there.
Everybody had synchronizer alibis.
Remember, I have security cameras now. We have to...
That's true.
We can and
delete
them.
All evidence immediately.
I do not know an orthodontist.
Or do you?
Anyway, if you want to go to the Facebook page that I'm talking about in this next story, feel free to. There's a Coke machine on Capitol Hill in Seattle, Washington, with a history that is just as mysterious as what is inside the machine.
What? Is it not Coke?
Here's a picture of the almost antique Coke machine sitting outside the Broadway Locksmith store Seattle. It's with an earshot of the neighborhood's new light rail station and Broadway's posh eateries and shops right in front of a local business on East John Street and 10th Avenue East in Seattle. The graffiti-covered soda pop dispenser has been reportedly spitting out cans of mystery sodas for decades right now for the retro price of 75 cents a can.
Oh, wow.
And you can see on the front of it, and beyond the rusting machine's clashing look with the neighborhood that's become known for its modern gleam, the unanswered questions surrounding its history and upkeep have generated online popularity. More than 20,000 people support the Seattle, quote, Landmarks Facebook page, and its story has gained attention from a wide variety of media sources around the globe. Now, one of the things that's interesting about the thing, all of the buttons on the Coke machine all say mystery. So you don't know what's coming out of it.
Oh, you're going to get menudoed.
You could anything. He says, I've heard, one of the quotes of the story is, I've heard supernatural stories about how sometimes you'll press a button and you'll get a soda that was discontinued 20 years ago.
Oh, wow.
While on vacation in Seattle last week, this gentleman, a gentleman posed for photos in front of the Krusty box before it ate his...
That is the opposite of bomb pussy.
Ooh, bomb pussy. Krusty box.
New alternative drinking word.
Krusty box.
Krusty box.
When your bomb pussy done exploded, you got a Krusty box.
Before the Krusty box ate his dollar bill, and he scrounged up three quarters, so eventually he scored a Sierra Mist.
A buck is a buck.
I scored a Sierra Mist.
So.
Yes.
The people in the locksmith store say they have no idea who fills it, who maintains it, who collects the money.
But damn, we're going to drink it.
Well, sure. Why
oh, but there's a QR code on there. I wonder where that goes.
What?
The QR code.
It goes to that Facebook page.
Oh, does it
page.
Go to this Facebook
it,
page?
It does indeed. Oh, okay, so somebody's good. Technologically advanced and they figured out these things. Now, it's also one of the pictures on its Facebook page is it's the Lonely Coke machine, which makes me laugh. But the funny, there's a couple things to read on the Facebook page that it says this, where did it go? One of the things was, had a rough day, stop by for a surprise mixer, stay thirsty, my friends, is one of the Facebook
surprise
posts.
Surprise mixer. I like that.
The other one says, a dog just did his business on me, highlight of my day. And then the other one, which has to do with this picture, I guess timing is involved in everything. This one says, I think he stopped in his tracks because of my beauty. So somebody's
he ejaculated
having...
on her. Look at that.
So,
something... He menudo'd.
Oh, you should offer her a moist towelette.
He really should. Right in the face.
Clean her up.
Krusty box.
She didn't even ask for a pearl necklace.
So if you care to go to, I already like the page. It's the Lonely Mystery Coke Machine in Seattle. And now if I ever go to Seattle, I want to go to have my picture taken with the
absolutely.
Krusty box.
You know, I've heard that more than one time. Let's see. Well, there was a man. Now, if you're going to have a wife and a girlfriend.
Mm-hmm. Did he live in Nantucket?
There once was a man.
No. That's Katie June.
Fair enough. Carry on.
If you're going to have both, mm-hmm. I say, you know, make sure that when you die, because you don't care anymore.
Right.
But, you know, the things are set up ahead of time because there was a dueling. There were dueling. They both wrote competing obituaries.
Oh.
Yeah. And they put them next to each other. And I thought that was just fantastic. They had a...
So did they know about each other prior or they only learned post?
That was according to what the wife wanted, apparently. on their own, neither of Leroy Black's two obituaries was anything out of the ordinary. But placed side by side, as they were in New Jersey's Press of Atlantic City, they've been raising some eyebrows. Black, who lived in Egg Harbor Township, died of cancer on August 2nd. Top obituary was published in the paper on August 5th, and it states that he survived by his loving wife, her name is probably pronounced differently, but it says Beretta, according to me, and that just made me laugh because I pictured
she's a white cock.
Right. Beretta Harrison Black, another obituary placed directly below the first, makes no mention of the wife, but notes that Black is survived by his, quote, long-time girlfriend, Princess Hall.
Oh.
Princess
Beretta.
And apparently,
is that a good drag name?
The wife wanted
it
that
really
way.
Good drag
and
name.
That's why it was placed like that. Like, fine, but that bitch is going on the bottom. Like,
oh, that's funny.
Yeah. Like,
you're going to read about the wife first.
Yeah.
That's right.
Then.
I was here before you were. Right.
And I'm going to claim the electric guitar bullshit he used to do.
The wife wanted it that way, and that's all that we need to know.
You can have that ceramic rooster collection.
That's right. The dueling obituaries. So
it's the South.
One,
you know they have one.
You sure. Know.
They're all filled with whiskey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If done
correctly. No one knew if there was any animosity between the wife and the girlfriend, which I would have had to...
Nobody knew?
I would have had. I think he knew.
I feel like that's a follow-up
like
question at funerals
knew,
number
right?
one or two.
Right. I think an unidentified man, not the dead guy, but a different one, I'm sure, who answered the phone at the funeral home.
Because now I think we know it's not the first gentleman since he answered the phone.
Correct. It was
I'm eliminating suspects based on clues.
You don't know.
I'm Murder, She Wrote-ing this story.
This guy could have run
about
like
Mr. Black in the funeral home
with
the wife and the mistress.
Yeah. With a candlestick, and that's all.
Cabot Cove is busy.
I'm pretty sure we just won clue.
Egg Harbor Shores, whatever it was called.
Sunshine Cliffs.
Now, definitely the girlfriend wanted it to be a different way, but, you know, that wasn't allowed. But how they don't do follow-up on
not
this
kind of...
Not
her first time in the bottom.
Not, well, apparently
was there any
not.
Mention of bomb?
Nope. But I bet that no. I bet Princess Hall had
a
bomb ass
there's a competition in
Egg Harbor.
Who's got a bomb ass pussy?
That's right.
I love that we've ad-libbed the meme.
I think so. Yeah. You have to make it real. Make it real. Keeping it real. Bomb ass pussy.
Well, where we lost Frank in the airport for about 20 minutes is when I started making the JJ reference to my pussy. Because if you remember,
I'm with you, Miel.
The lady
he
who said it first,
doing.
Hands were up. I went a different route.
Yeah, but when your hands are up, where do they have to go? But
down.
That's right. I like it.
Bam! I can just see Al walk around doing this pussy. All the time.
And you know me, once I get somebody laughing, I can't. I'm not going to stop. I don't care if they arrest me and throw me in prison for being some kind of a terrorist.
Because they'll laugh there too.
Yeah. It turns out he says bomb pussy even behind bars.
I feel like even though you're an ocean away, why do you have to live an ocean away? That we share a brain. Because at some point this week, I don't remember the context, but I distinctly remember explaining to someone that at certain intervals, you just have to refer to your crotch with it and like motion.
Well, of course, yes.
That only this gesture gets it across.
Yeah.
I'm glad I can help people. Just
well
an ocean
played.
Away.
Well
I'm glad to know we still share a brain. Well. Even though you had to be an ocean away.
My head hurts a little.
Sure. Oh.
That's the liquor, honey.
Oh.
It's called a hangover.
That's a bomb ass pussy.
Okay, funny story. Yeah. So I get back to work, and I've been sober for all of 8 hours. And I'm given...
Aren't you supposed to be sober longer than that?
Well, I was... It was longer. It's probably like
okay,
12
good,
hours.
Okay, good, good. Because they were on radio.
Because the plane landed at 7. I was at work by 7 p.m.
Yeah, oh. You told
and
me.
And I had a couple drinks on the okay. plane. Right. So I get to work, and I like somebody handed me something to scan with a scanner, and my hands are shaking. I'm like, oh, that's not the DTs. We got like 72 hours before the withdrawal starts. And so the one nurse that I was exchanging report with for 3 days, on day three, he's like, 72 hours, can we do a check on you? I'm like, I think I'm fine. Like we're doing the shakes. We took my temperature. We checked my heart rate to see if I was going through alcohol withdrawals. I was not.
You were not.
But it was just so funny that everyone had the timing down to when it would be 72 hours from my last drink.
Oh, I see.
And we did a full assessment.
Well played. Fine, sir?
We all know the name Nikki Haley, at least in this room. I'm pretty sure we know. She's the Republican governor of South Carolina. She's one of the people who actually, however, was instrumental in getting the Confederate flag taken down from the state capitol.
My apologies for cunt.
Now, this now
less cunty in
now,
that.
Now, you're going to have a little more respect for Nikki Haley by the end of this story. What? Nikki Haley, Republican governor of South Carolina, mocked conservative columnist Ann Coulter during a press conference
on
Monday.
I like her already a lot.
Coulter had penned a column defending Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump, speaking of DTs, after he criticized the family of Humayun Khan, a Muslim American captain killed by a suicide bomber in Iraq back in 2004. In her column, Coulter, or as Marnie likes to call her,
Cunter.
That's right.
She criticized Haley for not flying the Confederate flag from the South Carolina State House grounds. She says, quote, Muslim troops accounted for 0.2% of all U.S. troops deaths in Iraq and in Afghanistan wars. Oh, I'm sorry, I just clicked on something. Where did I lose her?
Technical.
Oh, they're all technicals. She wrote, Southerners accounted for 38% of those killed in Iraq and 47% in Afghanistan. Now, why has the South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley sacrificed compared to the families of these men? Coulter continued to ask. How about Nikki put their flag back up? The Confederate flag won't lead to thousands of dead and maimed Americans as Muslim immigration does. Now, Haley, she's been raised in the South. She's a Southern woman. She knows exactly where her place is and things. She simply responded to the column when asked about it by saying three little words. Bless her heart.
Bless her heart.
That's awesome.
And if you don't understand what bless her heart means in the South... It's the same as two words in the North. Fuck you.
Yeah. Now, Haley Barber, am
That's
I wrong?
Great.
Not Haley Barber.
Not
Haley
but
Barber.
Is she
Nikki Haley.
Indian?
Nikki Haley.
Nikki Haley.
She's part.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Part of, Haley Barber.
Haley Barber. I don't remember right. But Nikki like Haley is part of from American
Rondé
Indian.
Barber is a football player.
I don't, is she but Nikki Haley is American Indian. We're not talking India Indian.
Yes, yes.
Is that correct?
You're correct.
Stand by.
I think
you're correct.
Haley, Haley Barber's a dude.
Yeah, that's right.
He's a Republican and the 63rd governor of Mississippi.
Oh, okay.
All right. But Nikki Haley.
Nikki Haley.
Might, she might be part. Is it India?
Native
American. It is Native American. Mm-hmm.
Stand by
You're
Wikipedia.
Correct. You're absolutely correct.
But I just thought that was the whole buildup and culture, blah, blah, blah. Oh, bless
That's
her.
That's fantastic.
Her. Oh, she was the first woman to be governor of South Carolina.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Youngest current governor
She's
of the
She's the
United
one who
States.
Gave the Republican response.
Oh, the second Indian-American governor in the United States after Bobby Jindal.
Oh, right.
So Dot's not feathers.
It is.
It is Dot, not feather.
Yeah.
Okay, I honestly...
Cats, not casinos.
Because that's what I thought, and then I thought it was changed. What did you just say?
Did you say cats, not casinos?
Did you say cows?
I said cabs.
Oh, cabs.
Not casinos.
I thought you said cows, not casinos.
That's awesome.
Well, it works. Bomb pussy.
Well...
There you go.
Any way you slice that.
You're welcome, Anan.
Funny story. So,
anyway, you want
let's take out the
that's
rest.
The way you need it.
Let's just take out the rest of the continent. So, I'm doing my little body surfing
Wait,
business.
Asia or North America?
Asia.
All right.
I'm playing around in the waves like a fat girl at camp. Snickers bar not included. Sold separately.
Oh, I love Snickers.
And all of a sudden, you're like floating around in the waves. And these Asians come at you. So I started screaming out, it's my Asian assailant.
Oh, my God.
Every time an Asian kid would come flying at me across the waves, I would scream, duck. And Kevin almost shit his pants in the ocean like three times. Asian assailant!
God damn it, if I can't picture Kevin with you.
Can't even deal.
Poor Kevin could not get a break. That,
no.
He's been slung around this earth with me for two solid weeks.
Well, there was a you know, in this lovely world of
Asian assailants.
Law and biscuit.
Asian assailants and bomb pussies. It was tough traveling.
You know, in this world of...
In a world of bomb pussies.
In a world of...
Asian assailants.
And dusty muffins.
People enjoy traveling with me. I know it's hard to believe.
I don't think so.
I don't
Not from what I'm hearing, because it didn't look like
I feel like we might be using the word enjoy
loosely. Real loosely. Yeah.
I think we could just omit that word altogether.
Yeah, because I travel
with you.
Bullshit.
People travel with me. People enjoy travel with me.
Is that the bomb pussy? Nope. That's the crusty muffin.
Nope, still Al.
Yeah.
Crusty box.
Amina.
The crusty box. That's
Look
right.
At Al
the crusty box.
It's a dusty muffin.
Dusty muffin, crusty box.
Crusty box.
My bad. Heart.
Bomb oh ass God. Pussy. Right. Those are your options.
Or bless her heart.
Each one classier than the last.
We could just hashtag that BAP. Hashtag BAP.
I can't.
I like it. So,
what are you talking about?
To get some good news, just some more fun news into this. Not that you're not fun.
Is it breaking fun news?
No, not breaking. It's not Wolf Blitzer breaking news.
No,
I love Wolf.
But it was just a cute story.
Technical.
It was just a cute story. Stolen gnome. Somebody stole a gnome. And it was returned to the driveway 8 months later with a book detailing its epic trip.
Oh, that's fun.
I thought
Aww,
it was really
the roaming
cute.
Gnome.
After looking for all of my mechanophile kind of stories, which I had last week, Al. And,
no, you found and, somebody that fucked a gnome.
Yeah, no. Nobody fucked
a
gnome.
Oh, don't fuck the gnome.
Nobody knows if the gnome got fucked, but except
Her
Gary Gnu.
Gary
Gnu. Gary
Gnu
knows.
About the gnome.
Correct. But no one knows if the gnome was fucked. I don't believe so. Let's not ruin the story. It was on the Good News Network, for God's sake. I don't want to talk about
it. It was the seriousness with which you said, nobody knows if the gnome was fucked.
Nobody knows. I don't want to talk about that.
Also, it's 2020, and we're doing an investigative report of gnome fucking.
Has that gnome been fucked?
Here is the gnome, by the way. We have a picture of
he
the
looks,
gnome.
Well, he looks pleasantly fucked, maybe.
Cute little shorts.
Well, that's what he said.
Oh, and with those shorts, he's got the bomb pussy. Look at that ship.
No. I see a crusty box. You are to the right of him. I see a crusty box.
He's in mid-gesture. He's just about to go for the V.
Did a deep V
sword? Or he's like, slow down. We're not sure. Slow
I got the bomb
down.
Pussy. You don't want to go at this full force.
I am currently experiencing my white girl heritage in that I can't even. I literally can't even.
Well, the unfuckable stolen gnome.
We're going to need a rape kit on that gnome.
I'll call SUV.
We're going to need a...
SVU.
Mariska Hargitay. Oh,
now that is a special victim. That is.
That is. I said SUV, so I was going to get a
special?
Car.
How special? It's
first,
a gnome.
How do you spell that?
It's so special. Mariska Hargitay is about to walk into the scene.
Traditional spelling.
Elliot. Gnome.
Traditional spelling.
Gnit the gnome rape kit.
Amina in the chat room, we've all turned red because we can't breathe.
All right. Well, this fun story.
I don't even know
about
what this
the gnome
about.
That was fucked three times.
Fucking gnome. What it's about?
All around the world and fucked in 180 days.
I rented that movie one time. It was good.
Don't Google that, kids.
Well, maybe this is a completely different story.
Right, well,
this jovial little gnome.
Yeah.
He isn't the kind of lawn ornament.
I was
ornament.
Almost home.
Oh, Mrs. Carroll.
I was almost here. Oh,
Lord.
I'm going to get more wine. You fuckers need to get it together.
God damn.
Can't even.
Oh, wow.
Literally can't even.
So the jovial little
that
gnome.
That was real funny, Clayton. I like that. All right, well. Breaking news. This little gnome isn't the kind of lawn ornament to hang around in the yard all day. He likes to go off and fuck every now and again, maybe, but in fact, he's just been returned home after an 8-month trek across North America. When Bev York noticed that the gnome was missing from her Victoria Highlands property late last year, she figured it had just been misplaced or stolen. Then, July 25th, the statue reappeared once more on her front lawn in a plastic bag tied to the gate with a hardcover photo book of S&M gnome.
Suddenly it's a hate crime.
We didn't say it was a crime. No, we didn't. We don't know. You don't know. I don't know.
Mariska Hargitay is literally around the corner.
It didn't say the gnome was gag-balled.
Exactly.
Or ball-gagged. Whatever.
That makes it a fetish. Being tied to the gate makes it a hate crime.
We don't know. No, but he's a jovial little gnome, for God's sake.
So you gotta tie that fucker up.
No, well, he wanted to run away, ever. So, anyway... He showed up and he had a new name because he had been, you know, stolen. And his new name was Leopold. Oh. And the book, Hi, My Name is Leopold, The Traveling Gnome, read the first page. One morning back, December 15th, I saw a motorhome toddle along. And, I don't know where this is going to go. And I thought to myself, there's got to be more to life than standing knee deep
in
rainwater.
Is this an unvetted story?
Being peed on by neighborhood dogs and staring at the same view every single day.
The safe word.
Tied to a pole.
It's all up there. I promise. This is the book. And they tied to a pole. The photos document Leopold traveling from the Grand Canyon to Route 66 to what appears to be the beaches of San Ignacio in Mexico. He also can be seen enjoying a margarita or two. So apparently Leopold is of age, as opposed to that one in 10 boy that you had.
Tisk, tisk, tisk.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't realize there were other pictures.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I thought there was just the one.
No. Additional images.
And then on the last page of the book is the inscription that Bev took to heart. Hope you enjoyed my album. Sorry I disappeared for so long. And remember, adventure before dementia. My favorite part.
Adventure before dementia.
And it's the gardener.
This is on the fun news?
It is. It's. I think it's fucking hysterical. The gardener couldn't help it.
I got a laugh out of it.
As she browsed through the album, declaring
I'm still
that the
not
prank
sure
was
what the article was about.
About a fuckable gnome. What the fuck is wrong with you?
I don't think Joe wins. Listen. Joe wins, though, the unfuckable stolen gnome.
Good Lord.
I'm with Nero. I'm crying. That was fantastic.
Well, here he is.
Pink flamingo. Oh,
God damn it. I hate when that happens. No.
There he is
with a margarita.
Oh, look at him. Jovial.
Little fucking gnome.
Jovial little fucking gnome.
There he is at the Grand Canyon or somewhere.
Leopold getting fucked in the Grand Canyon.
Hence the smile.
Well, exactly.
Sharing the bomb.
Hey,
pussy.
Shorty Shorts.
Oh, my God. That's awesome.
Crispy box.
Oh, that's
I like
fantastic.
It. I like it. That was.
Where's the salt? Where's
God
the salt?
Damn. I was almost,
God damn
I was
salt.
Almost home, Mrs. Garrett.
It's amazing how you can still make dialogue from the facts of life apropos.
You know, it worries me that we get so much like joy out of the rape episode.
Is that the Natalie? That's the Natalie gnome.
Fatally
gnome.
Fatally.
She was almost
the Fatally gnome.
Oh, gosh.
Adventure before dementia. I like it.
Oh.
You be boy right.
Yeah.
And I love you for it.
I'm going to point some fingers here. You people.
If you'd like a transcript of tonight's show, send a self-addressed stamp and envelope to White Plains, New York.
See what they said to that.
And if they do, please let us know.
It won't be a written transcript of this shit show.
P.O. Box.
P.O. Box, go fuck yourself.
We're coming right back. Al Perkins is going to do entertainment. We'll see how that goes.
Bless your
show
heart.
On Hume Talk America. This is Q Talk America.
The following broadcast contains adult humor, language, and topics, along with partial nudity. Actual knowledge is used sparingly. The show is a result of a lost bet and a bad game of rock, paper, scissors. It's The Show with Clayton McKee. And now, a man with a face for radio, Clayton McKee.
It's official, you've got
it. If you missed hour two of the show, you got to go back and listen to it. But I would get juiced up before you do because
it sure helped us.
It helped us get through it. My God.
Oh, Nero, that's fantastic. I'm crying here.
My Nero, God. I am sorting through a lot of different select suggestions for names of this show.
Ooh, Pink Flamingo is a really good safe word, though. Uh-huh.
If you can get all that out.
Sounds like you're Pink Flamingo.
What? Bomb, pussy, Pink Flamingo.
Where do you
what?
Keep your bomb in my Pink Flamingo, bitch?
No, I'm still in my bomb, pussy. Right.
Thank you, I can sell that.
Not even a little
I formally retract my Pink Flamingo.
No, but as opposed to, fuck you, stop doing that, it hurts, like Pink Flamingo might be a kinder way.
Yeah,
but
yelling out bomb pussy just means you're going
to
keep doing it.
Can you just yell out Flamingo? Because like I'm thinking I don't want to have to put the two words together. But,
I feel like it's kind of defeating the purpose of the safe.
Funny story.
Go back to my story list. I've been keeping track.
So we didn't go see it, but playing in P-Town for their drag, like they did episodes of the Golden Girls one year that was really funny, all in drag. They did Brown is the New Pink.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, bro.
they had all the local drag queens dressed up, and they were doing actual scripts of Orange is the New Black. Uh-huh. It took me 4 days to get the Brown is the New Pink reference. And all of a sudden, I'm standing in front of the sign, just bomb-pussing it out. Like, I was laughing my ass off.
So dirty.
Oh, my God. It actually took you a while for that one. I got it about the second you said it.
And I'm sorry. We kind of insulted all of India.
Yeah.
It was Asia.
Well, that was the other name for the show. It was going to be Asianess.
Oh, wait, by the way, that was... That's very fun. Alan Cat, offended.
Wait. Anand, please don't be mad at my cabs, not casinos. It's just the way we keep Indians together. In different groups.
It turns out a shout out to an Indian governor goes all wrong here.
All right. Let's continue on.
Nikki Haley.
Al's going to have something in this. It goes a little something like this. So here we go.
Put your cats away. Too late. All right. I have two documentaries to tell you about. I have three TV shows to binge watch for the end of summer while you're all trapped inside because that's what you should be.
Hooray.
I have information about our nation's capital.
Oh.
Thoughts on last week's show. I have a podcast. recommendation for you. And I just want to make sure that somebody is going to get me those fucking lobster biscuit mix from Costco.
I wrote it down.
All right. Can we go there now?
No, we cannot.
Make you can it get so. That a couple of places. You don't have to be at Costco.
Shut the fuck up. Yeah. What?
Yeah.
Imagine my surprise. We probably could because I just screamed out.
Yeah. Also,
you might remember me screaming just a second ago.
By the way, Amina's Hannibal just ran like hell. Yeah, I know. Poor fuckers.
Well, it's only fair since I went blind looking directly at the sun trying to find the clock.
It's true.
So we'll start with a couple of fun documentaries that are out now.
I'm going to move the clock somewhere.
No, now I know not to look at the sun. Like, oh. I know I started at the sign, I went blind, and then I found the clock.
Okay. And the sign, the sun, the atomic clock.
It's all happening but the, again.
I know. But the, I know. Wait, we're frozen again.
Yeah, and we're shaking again.
Well,
what we're shaking might be me.
We're almost at real time. Like, I'm now down to like Japanese horror movie lips reading.
Well, that's true. That's
no, but that's not on a delay though.
No,
that's
but
a live just, shot. Yeah.
Ananta's not listening live. To us.
Okay.
Oh, no. Oh, I'm making an omelet.
Oh, he's making an omelet. That's the longest omelet in history.
For real.
Okay, so documentaries to look for.
I'm glad that's
the first one. We talked about the actual story a year or so ago here on the show, and it was about the Bat Kid. That the young child that had cancer, the Make-A-Wish Foundation, he wanted to be a superhero.
Yeah.
So all of San Francisco got together and they did this whole elaborate scheme for him. The documentary is called Bat Kid Begins, and they had permission from everybody. I watched most of the trailers for this without sound on, so we have to imagine things that I imagine happened. But from the title cards, I think Hans Zimmer gave them permission for the music. Uh-huh. I think Christopher Nolan gave them permission to use scenes from the like direct shots of the movie. And so they really went all out, and they got everyone from the actual Batman movies involved and let him save the city. So if you didn't get a chance to see the stories on the news, they have captured it, and it's called Bat Kid Begins, and it's just a delight. Like, you just cry through the entire thing in the happiest possible way in such troubled times, to see an entire city coming together to make this kid's day. And it kind of makes each other's day. Like, it's not like everybody was like, well, why just this one kid? It really wasn't the one kid. It was kind of the whole city got into it, and they all just felt better. You know what I mean? Like, it was kind of like a big hug. As much as I hate that kind of shit, this one got me. Like, it's really good. Yeah. And then the other one is a really funny, weird, odd movie that just got named, like, as of the 6-month point, it was considered one of the top 10 movies so far this year. It's called Tickled. And it's a documentary about tickling. And, like, what happens to people and how they do it, and, like, the horrifying responses, the funny responses. And it's called Tickled. And I just cannot express to you how bizarre the idea of this movie is. But it was, the ad was on the airplane. I saw the ads on the flight to some flight somewhere that had ads. That's just narrowed
Fair
down
enough.
To that.
All right.
I was screaming out, "Bomb pussy," and they were trying
Coast.
To get me there.
We don't
yeah,
know.
They were trying to get me to watch a movie. So Bat Kid Begins and Tickled the documentary. Just good times. The Tickled one is just so weird that you can't. Why?
You ever want to see Cat Carlson angry? Go ahead.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
And I'm the
I'll
worst.
Punch you in the fucking throat.
I am the absolute worst at that stuff because I'm not ticklish at all. So I don't understand what's happening.
Yeah,
to
I don't. I'm
so I'm
very
a maniacal
similar.
Tickler. Like, if I find out someone is ticklish,
because my literal instinct is to start pummeling whoever's touching me. Like, I
and I get
the
reaction a lot
I
when
literally
I
hit people with fists, and I've done it before. I'm angry just
it's like
about
me
it.
And bugs are not attracted to me in any way, like men, so
one of the many traits that men and bugs share.
Same song.
The
same
bomb
song.
Pussy, it fights off both men and bugs. All right, and now for the three TV shows that you should be currently I watched Game of Thrones, by the way. That was my project for the month. Was
and how,
as
do, you,
people
how
went,
do you feel?
It got better.
Yeah.
It ended up on a strong note. I do have to say
you
that
you watched it all the way through all four or five seasons?
Six seasons.
Is it about games or Thrones?
Both. Well, games we're using loosely. But I have to say what started off is like a really, 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 and I'm going to tie this together with my one problem with the other show, is like the female characters are just written by straight nerds who clearly have no written correspondence or physical contact with women.
Have never met women.
And women, they're just written terribly, and it's really just an awful show. Just they just treat women terribly. Like, it's an imaginary world. You can imagine everything you can, and what you had to imagine was just women being treated the same as they are. Like,
and that's actually dragons and people fairly flying. Consistent throughout the genre. Like fantasy is kind of my like reading and kind of go-to genre and has been for a really long time.
Oh, and so, you and Harrison will have a field
so,
day
at that. Yeah, like, women are always treated the same way. Like, there's always the damsel in distress. Like, there's very few, there's very few very strong, very independent female characters
that talk to
each
other.
In that entire genre.
Yeah, and there's no, it fails that test miserably that the female characters, there can only be one per kingdom, like, they can't ever talk to each other.
Right.
So it suffers from that, but when they got rid of the books, as I've learned, is that the books end in season 5 is where the books ended, so they went independent. Then the female character, every female character got stronger and found a purpose.
All of them.
Every single female
every
character
single
got better.
One of them, yeah.
As soon as they abandoned the old
as soon as George
R.R.
Martin stopped writing the storyline,
immediately female characters better.
Well, and welcome female characters. You kill everyone and you kill everyone, and now it's only the women standing.
Yeah, yeah.
Spoiler alert.
It really was an amazing turnaround to what was, I thought, like, really not a very imaginative show. Because all I kept thinking was, you can imagine anything and that was
and that's
it?
that's my go-to genre. Like, I tore up those books in about a month and a half. Like, all 5 books or however many there were. Like, as soon as I discovered it, I was...
Felt like more.
Boom, through them. They were really long.
Long, yeah.
Really long. And the books are so wandry because there's so many storylines happening, and I know that's, like, the worst nerd thing to do, to be like, well, in the book, but here I am.
Well...
Go ahead.
Welcome to it.
Bring your bomb pussy in.
Yeah, but the storylines are so meandering that sometimes it's even kind of hard to follow, and they're just long. And
yeah, so you need Wiki. Let me suggest anything. The Bechdel test, there's a documentary about that, too. That's the test, where the women have to have a conversation with each other that's not about a male character.
Mm-hmm.
They have to have an independent conversation. So, absolutely right. So then, we're going to waste a lot of time on this next one, because think that you are one of the recommenders of this, Stranger Things.
Ruh-roh. You know what? It's not me. No, I haven't watched it yet. I think Sharon's watching it, but she hasn't spoken of it.
Stranger Things with Winona Ryder. Recommended by a couple of friends, not Kat Carlson.
Clearly not Kat Carlson. No, I'm still watching The West Wing from 2007.
Yeah, This.
It's not a documentary, though, Nero. It's crazy, but Stranger Things. It's not a documentary. It's an homage to all of 80s cinema. It's E.T. meets The Goonies meets... Stand By Me meets Stephen King meets The Thing. The soundtrack has this weird the soundtrack is wonderful. It's all 80s music used beautifully. And Heroes, remember you were wondering about Heroes when David Bowie died, like, about that song, because that song just has this life of its own that you can't explain to anybody that just wasn't following the David Bowie saga. And they use Peter Gabriel's version of Heroes in a way that made my nipples hard, and I was already like crying and scared and laughing at the same time, and all of a sudden it just ends, and they do it like all those good shows do now, where they give you like a really perfect piece of music to finish the show with. And as the four boys on their bicycles are doing the whole E.T. thing, that's the song that plays as Peter Gabriel, and it just ends on "We could be heroes," and then it just cuts to black, and you're like, "Oh my god, that was like just such a sense of it's like the Goldbergs, like it has such a sense of they clearly loved the 80s, they clearly were watching, they were paying attention, the homages are perfect, but the score, I described it as like Giorgio Moroder's Midnight Express, Metropolis score, but it's Tangerine Dream was the one in the 80s that was really doing those synth scores, or like John Carpenter's opening to Halloween. You know what I mean? Like, just real simple
synthesizer. That used to be my alarm ringtone.
And
it used to freak people out. It used to freak people out when they would sleep over.
Oh, yeah. Remember they had that soothing CD that was for sale in the middle of the night, and it had like the theme from the X-Files. And you're like,
not
then it would
soothing.
Have, and it had tubular bells from The Exorcist. Right. I'm like, kid, I think you need to look up soothing.
Yeah, I do miss middle of the night infomercials.
I will look for side by side, but
I love them.
Honest to God, watch Stranger Things. You just... Well, I don't know, because it is scary. Like, the other thing about
scary.
is it's very Stephen King, like there's constant just blatant homages to Stephen King and Steven Spielberg. So they get all those Spielberg moments in there. And, you know, it's the kids on the bikes. They're chasing it. There's a stranger in their midst. They're looking for a kid that's missing, just like Stand By Me. They're watching John Carpenter's The Thing. There's movie posters for The Evil Dead. The music's perfect.
And
the
it's
soundtrack.
Just a one-time...
It's eight episodes. And
okay,
if
it
you're
is
gonna,
episodes.
Yeah,
right,
if you're
right.
going to binge-watch
okay.
it, episodes 6 and 7 are much shorter than the rest.
Okay.
So you're in and out of there in a quick amount of time. And you can't, like, you can't... The first 15 minutes... are as scary as any horror movie
okay.
I've ever seen. It never reaches that level of scary again.
Okay.
But it's so perfectly all the fun stuff about the 80s, like even the bad 80s.
Now, I've never seen Sense 8. Sense 8.
I enjoyed it more than Sense 8. But again, the problem with it is, and there is a big problem, is.
With which?
With Stranger Things,
okay.
is the female characters.
Okay.
The. There is. I thought you watched the card there, but like, somebody goes missing. And no one cares. Like, the whole thing is about one kid being missing, but then someone else goes missing, and you're like, shouldn't we be meeting some this character's parents?
Right.
Shouldn't someone else in this entire town be worried that there's a second person missing in very similar situations?
And yeah, but in Stranger Things, wasn't that... Or, I mean, in Stand By Me, wasn't that the issue? Like, where were the parents looking for the kid that was
right,
missing?
But everybody else... The boys' parents are all represented. It's when the girl character comes on
okay,
that
I'm
all
sorry,
of a sudden
I'm
she has no parents.
Okay.
There's no concern.
Okay.
So it really does suffer from, like, the female writing. And now they have a... They're saying if they do a second season, they can develop all of those characters.
Okay.
But Winona Ryder is just giving you what the character of Heather's would have... The nervous
okay.
fucking wreck she would have grown
yeah.
up to be... Had she been involved in multiple murders and the blowing up of a high school.
Okay.
Spoiler right. alert. You know what I mean? Like, you get this nervous
sure.
train wreck of a
sure.
woman.
And I'm excited because of, like, I know how excited you get about these things and, like,
yeah.
telling them. But when Nero says, I took it as a documentary because
yeah.
it was just that good.
And
that makes me excited to see it even more.
80s perfection. And
yeah.
I couldn't put my finger on that score, but I was just enthralled by the score.
Okay.
Just that synth-heavy music from the early yeah. 80s that kind of disappeared one day. Like, all of a sudden, everyone sure. was like, well, that's kind of a cliche
yeah.
now.
Well, that's because Herbie Hancock retired, so... Yeah.
No. Because
I'm
it turned...
Kidding.
That's exactly what it turned
yeah.
into. It went from that synth-heavy music to then to, like, a dun
bum,
dun
bum,
dun
bum,
dun
bum.
Dun
okay.
dun. All of a sudden, it had a tune where... Like, can you find the
well,
theme from Halloween?
Which is exactly
oh,
what
yeah.
happened in the 80s.
Right. So, he's going to play the theme from Halloween when we move on. So, your other thing that you should be watching, it's on BBC America... And it's called 13. Yeah, exactly. Okay, and he makes a good point. They projected the 80s vision of women pretty well. And it really was 80s movies' vision of what women were. Like Mannequin. Like a girl that comes to life only
sure.
for the boys' enjoyment.
Sure.
The girl that's not attractive that
and
no one
criers.
Has a crush on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and that's exactly
call.
What it was hysterical criers that no one takes seriously because it's a girl. Why would you listen to her
right.
while the boys go off on Dungeons and Dragons?
There you go.
So this is...
I literally used to wake
yeah.
up to that.
So this is the kind of score that's underneath it.
Yeah.
Is it's just, this is John Carpenter, but it's got yep. that, now just imagine that with a little Giorgio Moroder feel or Tangerine Dream, you know what I mean? But it's just got that eerie, that you're always on edge. It could be a scene about them eating pie, but underneath it is that 80s.
What's the pie gonna do?
Yeah. Oh my God! Pie's got the bomb pussy! They haven't drank in a month. So you should be watching 13 on BBC America. It's over. It was 6 episodes. It's
okay.
about a girl that gets released from captivity after 13 years. And it's about...
The number,
the number
okay.
13.
Okay.
She was 13 when she was abducted. She was captured for 13 years. and you slowly find out everything that happens to her family when she's brought back and all that everyone goes through while she tries to tell her story but can't.
Okay.
Because she just can't imagine sharing what she's been through.
Is this
really,
based on anything?
It's kind of a little bit based on all the stories that we know,
no.
but told beautifully of this girl that you don't know like what she's hiding, but she's hiding something.
Mm-hmm.
There's another girl missing, so it's kind of Silence the Lambs. Like, you've got to get the information out of her to save the other girl. 6 short episodes, really short, bam, 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 really good, BBC America. And then the last one is called The Night Of on HBO. Looks really good. They've been advertising the shit out of it about the kid that may or may not have killed the girl that was in his cab. He can't remember. You don't know. You go through the whole trial thing. It's kind of a little nod to Serial.
Trying to think what it was. Right.
Okay. Yeah. It's a little bit of that. So we'll get rid of that. We'll get rid
on
of
a,
that.
On entertainment news from a very long time ago now. Just this last week, I watched Room, finally.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
Did you need a drink afterwards?
No shit. Like, everything that you said about that, that was astounding.
That is an amazing portrayal, an amazing movie, Room.
Well done, Brie Larson. Yeah. I mean,
and the little boy.
Oh my God, that little boy was.
What's his name?
Jacob Tremblay. Mm-hmm.
That really was one of the most deserving Best Actress Oscars ever for a movie. That's,
I would agree. In a
room.
In a space that's just tiny. Yeah, that was amazing. So that's as an aside.
Oh yeah, I definitely agree.
Yeah, I was gonna send you a text to just be like, you were so fucking right. Like, amazing.
So a movie that I haven't seen yet, but if anybody's seen it, make the recommendation. If you've seen Green Room, I'm dying to see it. So I want to know if it's as good as it looks. Let me think. I only got like one or two more things. And I think I recommended this before, but now I've been listening to it while I've been on any time that I have downtime. Keeping It 1600. It's John Favreau, who was the speechwriter for Obama and assistant for John Kerry. And his partner podcast. It comes out every Thursday, 50 minutes to an hour. Very, very liberal leaning. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, the episodes are so good, so much fun. Filthy Mouse. They take the conventions apart. They go after everything. It's such a good podcast. Really well done.
Now I know that you were looking at that, so I didn't know if you saw it there. Did you see what Anant had put in there about side by side?
Yes, Keanu Reeves. Yeah. Keanu Reeves, I have not, but I'm going to write it down right now.
I did too. And the other thing that he really wants to talk about is Suicide Squad.
And I have not.
I haven't seen it.
I haven't seen him. This is the longest I have gone without seeing a movie in the theater since I was about like 9 years old.
Okay.
I have not seen a movie since.
How
I
are
left.
You holding
traveling?
Are
you okay?
It's driving me crazy because there's so many I wanted to see.
He's become a crusty box.
Yeah. So Green Room. If anybody's seen it, give me recommendations.
Muffin.
And I think, and then that's for me to watch. I talked about that, Keeping It 1600. So good. If you're into American politics with a little bit of an insider twist, you'll love it. I wrote down Costco lobster biscuits again in case somebody forgets to bring them to me. All right, so now I'm on to Dom Pussy. So my answers to last week's questions.
Yay!
Oh, okay.
So for me,
did we fail miserably? Did we?
No, I thought, I love the way you took it a different way than I did because you went back to like when you decided to vote, and people sometimes forget that Hillary's been at this for a quarter of a century,
for a long time, yeah.
So everyone went with when you first like were aware of her and you were going to vote for her. So I took that a completely different way.
Sure.
But I enjoyed all the answers. And then you realize, like,
forgive me, because I'm not in here. And Aunt, just put in there what it was. Okay. The podcast. And forgive me, I'm just not, I can't get on here.
Welcome to Night Vale. Okay.
Nope, that's not. That's Amina. And Aunt gave you a podcast recommendation at some point, and so I want him to put in there what it was. So
oh, no, he's talking about Side by Side.
That's a documentary.
Oh, okay.
If you had one more by side, then it's a number from company.
Yeah.
So anyway, my apologies. I just can't type in on this stupid thing right now.
Yeah.
So sorry.
Okay, so...
Oh, I just subscribed to your 1600.
Oh, it's so good. Oh, thank you. Okay, I'll check out the link. So my thing about when I decided I was never going to vote Republican again for the rest of my natural life was Giuliani's speech during the RNC.
Oh, sure.
If you have not taken the time...
He's a fucking nutbag.
Because he yells at everybody? One.
Oh, it was insane. It was an unhinged moment for a man who had, like... And he's pretty much completely lost any self-respect ever when in the 2004 convention, I mention this like almost every time I talk out loud, when he said that in the 2004 convention that the first thing he thought of as he was watching the bodies jumping off the buildings was, thank God George Bush is president. I'm like, you just peed on people's graves.
Wow.
Fuck.
That's not the first thing you thought of, watching people fall to their death.
Hopefully the first thing you thought of was like, oh my God, those poor fucking people, how do we help them?
How do we help them? Oh my God. Like, the fact that he ever said that out loud just grossed me out. But his Giuliani speech, he was not da bomb pussy at that thing. His speech at the RNC, and it was
maniacal.
Was it the same day as Chris Christie, the witch trial, the how say you guilty? Like, it was.
It might
I
be.
Think it was.
I think it was the same day. And I was in Rhode Island with Justin and Kurt, and Kurt's brother works for a congressman in Rhode Island. And Kurt's very involved in the re-elect, not the re-electee, but the elect Hillary campaign.
Mm-hmm.
Very involved. So they're very political. we watched the first 2 days of the RNC, and I said to Justin the third night, like, I can't. I physically cannot watch any more of this.
I had to take
it's
it in,
so
the,
upsetting.
In the tiniest doses. I've said it more than once on this show. Like, my terrorists are angry white guys. Like, I can't deal with them screaming at me on TV. I just can't.
Well, and we've definitely talked about the fact that we watch all of the stuff. Like, we're both Democrat, Republican. Some people say that they absolutely can't. I want to see both sides.
Yeah.
I would agree with you, knowing now that that's how you were kind of looking at the question. It, not just about Giuliani, but just in general.
Oh, it was
I
evil.
I sat down and tried to watch the Republican National Convention.
Sure.
Bits and pieces. And I couldn't.
Well, and I preach repeatedly about myself. You have to read the other side. You have to hear the other side. You don't have to agree with it, but you have to hear it. But I physically cannot watch.
Right.
Oh.
White guy after white guy after white guy after white guy tell me that women and brown people and everyone that's not a white guy is evil, and we should shoot them and we should burn them and we should, you know what I mean? I cannot watch all of I physically cannot watch those
and
horrible
Scott
things.
Scott Baio was reading so it. Awful.
You might as well do World War II footage and watch.
Scott, I literally cannot.
Yep. Scott Baio was so offensive. And then when he was doing that whole thing about, like, I come from a place of Christian love or Jesus, and then they had the sign where he called Hillary a cunt.
Jesus was brown, first of all. Second of all.
Preach. Yeah, preach. But
Jesus said, love thy neighbor and be nice to fucking people.
Yeah, but then Scott Baio comes on there, and I cannot remember her name, the black reporter from MSNBC. She's on...
Joy?
Is it Joy? Yeah, she's on in the mornings.
Joy.
Oh, she went after him. And
oh,
she's
really?
Like,
I didn't see it.
Here's the sign. Tell me how this fits in with your Christian values.
Oh.
Well, it doesn't say the word you think it says. Yes, it does. It says cunt. Like, look at our mugs. Look at the University of North Texas.
Right.
Yeah. That says cunt.
Sure does.
Well, and you put Hillary's name in the middle of it. Right, sorry. Right. Which, we all use the word cunt. We can't be that offended. We've called.
Oh, I'm not offended by it.
But don't tell me about your Christian values.
Exactly.
And then to have... And the part where I just lost my damn mind was when Antonio Zabato Jr. got on and just said on the stage, he just is Muslim.
Yeah.
That's it. He just is Muslim. And then to have 3 days later, or 2 days later, Muslims for Trump.
Right.
And I was like,
but
you just made
people?
A derogatory term. You in your own convention,
right.
2 days ago, had a F-list celebrity that you can't even find someone that knows what the hell he does, saying that he's a Muslim because it's a bad thing and he should be disqualified for being president because he's Muslim. And now you have Muslims for Trump. And I went, and then they had the businesswomen for Trump from California, the lady that's the avocado. And she was like she was on a soap opera.
Yep. Right.
So I looked at Justin and I'm like, which meeting do you think is in a smaller room?
Right.
Muslims for Trump or businesswomen for Trump?
Yeah,
and he's like, well, I think the Muslims for Trump is a phone booth.
But it's, it's so difficult to see them sitting there on CNN, on MSN, on these different news outlets. The Muslims for Trump sitting there and defend, like, you sit there and you're like, come on.
Yeah.
Where the fuck is Ashton Kutcher? Because this is bullshit.
Yeah.
And somebody's got to be punking us.
I'm being punked, right.
And at some point, Donald Trump needs to, and I'm hoping it's, you know, November 9th, where he drops the mic and he goes, this is going to be the best reality show ever.
Yeah.
And you're like, look at what I did. But, and I'm just saying that because it's making me fucking insane watching the Muslims for Trump, the women. For me.
Or women for Pence, women for Trump. Women are like, what are you doing? You have a vagina.
Bomb pussy.
Well, I got a right there.
Bitch,
pussy.
I got a bomb
Ladies,
pussy.
You got a bomb pussy.
That's right, bitch.
At happy hour today, I sat next to an educated, intelligent, kind white woman.
Yeah.
And not that white has anything to do with it, but...
But you're describing.
Right, but an intelligent, you know, educated, kind woman who was trying to convince me why she was voting for Trump and why it was evil. And she looked at me at one point and she's like, so you would vote for Hillary just because she's a woman?
No, first of all,
yes. Assume that I accept your premise that they are equally qualified at minimum.
Oh, okay.
That I accept your premise that they are, candidates are equally qualified. Yes, I'm going to vote for the woman.
Oh, I'll vote
just
for,
because she's
I'll
a woman.
I'll vote for the...
Yes. And here's why.
Okay. I'm not... I just got... Yes.
Somebody's got to be first. It's about time somebody's
first. I'm not
first.
Saying, well, no, I'm not saying that, but what if it were Carly Fiorina? I'm not going to fucking vote for her.
Right, and I feel the same about Sarah Palin.
Sarah Palin? I'm not going to, sure. because of that, no.
But you have to go on an accepting premise that they are equally qualified.
Oh, okay.
The equal, yes, and with that yes. premise, that's why I
now,
went,
now,
oh,
I personally
yes,
feel yes. that Hillary's qualifications are above and beyond
yeah.
that of Donald Trump.
I agree.
Or, I don't believe in right. science, Jill Stein.
Right, oh. Oh, if
or
your vote,
vaccine,
listen,
vaccine Jill Stein?
Listen, that should be your bullshit section.
Are you talking about vaccine Jill Stein?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's neat.
Yeah. You know, I read a whole thing from the Washington Post about the ineffectiveness of third-party candidates and the fact that they have received zero electoral votes, like, in history. Mm-hmm. So I feel a little better about the third-party voters.
I didn't
voters.
Realize that, but that's good.
Yeah.
Okay.
The because the problem is, and... Was it Daniel that educated us on this, that if nobody receives a majority of electoral votes, then it's the House of Representatives?
Oh, we learned this from Veep this year yeah. in quite some detail. Because mm-hmm. mm-hmm. they repeated the premise every single episode.
That's
in
fantastic.
The last episode, right. Gary goes, you know, I've never really paid attention to this. What's he talking about? And yeah. it was just the payoff of
a long joke.
Right. Because he explained the Electoral College every single episode. And at the end, they get down to what happens. Like, and they right. they go through mm-hmm.
what happens if nobody
tie.
Gets 270.
Yeah, if nobody gets the 270. And it's just so funny that Gary.
Poor Aaron, if he just heard you talk about Veep again.
Oh, but that show turned brilliant because it went into...
You're right, it did.
The fact that they handled comedy in an electoral tie
right.
in the exact way that right. it's handled.
Well,
and then Gary, the last episode. What is he talking about? I've never really followed
now,
that.
And forgive
the
me
thing
for that,
they can
because
do.
My deal... Forgive me for that, because I wasn't right. trying to jump on you about, like... I think that it gets too thrown out there that as a woman, I become offended... Truthfully, that because I'm a woman, as a woman, I will absolutely, bar none, no matter
politics.
What,
it's very, right, yeah.
that I no. am going to vote for Hillary Clinton. Because God in heaven, absolutely fucking not. You can just go back to 2008 and just look at anything that was on my mm-hmm. Facebook. Look at anything that was on. She was a fucking idiot.
Yeah.
And I don't give a shit if she has a vajayjay or not. Carly Fiorina. Ugh.
Oh.
I mean, for the love of Mary. And the idea of her. If it were Carly versus Trump, Nero's asking?
No. I
would you,
no.
Well, no.
Yeah, would you move to Canada? Yeah. I would beg a Canadian to take me.
Actually, solely based on money, I would maybe go to Mexico because it's, you know,
yeah, get up for the
it's warmer and closer.
One
yeah.
thing that I don't think is getting near enough attention and really yeah. should get a little more play is, regardless, obviously, the two candidates, we're getting a white candidate back in office.
You're right.
So yes. America,
you're right.
You're great again.
Has gone black and will
and
actually
went
go back.
Back.
Yeah.
Oh. Bomb pussy.
They said, once you go black,
you never.
America is breaking tradition.
An urban legend
we're proving
disproved.
It.
Right here.
Right that's here right. on right Q Talk America.
On the United States right. of America's
Q Talk.
Q Talk America.
Right. Well, breaking news.
Sure, yeah, breaking news.
Yeah. Well played, Clayton.
My goodness.
That's
so,
good.
So that was my thought on against. And my
yeah.
one four, I have.
Took over
no,
that.
No, I have to say, because there was this, just like there was the Scott Baio and the Anthony yes. Sabato Jr. and the day one and the whole, like,
Antonio.
Yay or nay, the yays have it, and they had to take the revote. The Bernie bots were kind of annoying the first day, and it got a little ugly, and they chose, like, a soldier to boo at, like, I like liberals,
mm-hmm.
get your shit together.
Yeah.
Boo
mm-hmm.
at the right time. Don't save it for a soldier.
Correct.
We look like right. assholes
right.
when that's when you decide to boo.
But fanatics on either side are still fanatics.
Are still
like,
fanatics.
You have to recognize that
that's
both
right.
sides have their fanatics, and yep. they're going to be the loudest, most annoying, most obnoxious ones.
And honest
and
to God, I need you to use that better, though. Fanatics.
No.
Fanatics.
But yeah.
am I just
it sounded
mumbling?
Like, it sounded like phonetics.
I did a little
like,
inner cat translator.
Thank
I
you for
too.
Being here with
no,
me.
No,
I bombed
I,
pussy
and I did too,
I got,
but just for the outside listeners.
But
phonetics,
listen.
Fanatics.
Oh, listen. Okay. So I got... Okay.
Did you like that?
I did like
phonetics,
it.
Phonetics, fanatics?
Yeah.
It's cute.
So...
My 12-hour liquor accent is coming through.
They were really...
No, I liked it.
They were really pissing me off when they booed Elizabeth Warren.
You're right.
Either you're for her or against her. You can't decide she's a traitor because she finally endorsed mm-hmm. the Democratic nominee when the platform is one she agreed on. This woman is running on the platform that she and Bernie helped helped build. But they helped build this boat. Right. Don't tell them they can't sail it. Like, that's just being an asshole.
But were they booing her?
Yes, they were specifically. And because were they said, we trusted you. No. They booed.
They did boo Elizabeth Warren. Right,
and they
right,
said,
right,
we
right.
They were chanting, we trusted you, we trusted right, you. They right. booed Bernie at the breakfast.
You're right.
But then they booed. It was the first day. All of the booing stopped after day one. Yeah. But when it got to, and I know and the one guy on MSNBC was, you know, crazy fucking liberals on MSNBC was like, he was going through the list of, well, you can't boo here, you can't boo here, mm-hmm. you can't boo here. So they picked the worst moment and they booed a soldier. And it was really, and it just, it came across so awful. They turned the whole thing around though by day two.
Right. They Rebecca was there. And that isn't exactly true about the booing and the
oh,
different
her social
chanting.
Media updates were very cool.
Yeah. And
yeah,
the
well,
chanting
they said
whatnot.
If you were with the California, because I guess California was the pains in the asses, even
primarily,
though.
Primarily.
Even
right.
though the. Polls, 5 days, 8 days, 10 days out, the actual total vote, which finally came out like 2 or 3 weeks ago, was exactly how the polls ran it.
Okay.
Once they did the early voting, California has one of the earliest voting states in the country. Mm-hmm. Whatever the poll was like 8 days before was exactly what it ended up in. 5 days, he had narrowed the gap, but he only narrowed it to like 7 points, and I think she won by eight.
Right.
It was exactly what the polls had said people were going to vote, because people are mistaking rallies for voting, which is driving me fucking crazy. But so somebody in MSC said, if you were standing with the California delegation, you thought it was an unrowdy convention and people were booing. But if you went just across the hall, because unlike the Republican convention, the Democratic convention was so packed that if you were across the hall, you'd be like, oh, somebody's making noise over there. Where if you were in the California delegation, you were like, oh, my God, anarchy. You walked 50 feet and you're like, oh, did somebody sneeze? Like, you just couldn't hear it in every part. Okay. So, depending on where you were standing, you got a different thing. So, my thing for, like, who made me want to vote for Hillary in that current thing was Michelle Obama's speech at the end of that day was perfection.
Amazing.
So
come
good.
On. Right,
It was brilliantly delivered. Yeah. It was heartfelt. It was passionate. This is clearly a woman she's gotten to know. They started off as rivals. They ended up friendly, and I thought that speech just hit it out of the park. And
absolutely.
They all had to scramble. And you don't put the poor, I think the worst public speaker of all, and she suffers from it always, you don't put Hillary last.
Right.
Michelle was fantastic. Obama was fantastic.
Yeah.
Clinton was so fucking moving, and that speech was so filled with like charming. I wanted to date her. I was just the bomb pussy by the end of that story.
It was charming and cute, and everything we would expect of a first lady,
Michael
which
Bloomberg
is very interesting.
Was fantastic.
And they were hitting note after perfect note. The packages were great.
Yep.
And unfortunately, Hillary, probably
that's
a great
Monica
a
said.
Woman, not the best
not
politician,
the best
and
orator,
certainly
right.
not that kind of orator. But oh my God, was like I'm like, oh, don't go let her. Could she go first? Like just start off with a nice lady that's really good
and
at her job and then end up with the people that just can wow a fucking crowd.
Right.
I didn't think that she did.
I was ready for Obama to sing. I thought he was just gonna be like, Amazing Grace, come on.
Something.
I like it when he sings.
But
Amina
was
this close.
Amina's right in there. And Kat, you were as well. I mean, it doesn't a fanatic is a fanatic fucking fanatic.
Yeah.
And I don't care if you're on the far left or if you're on the far right.
Right. And apparently I don't care if you spell it phonetically
or phonetically, right. But I mean, I really think an important thing, like to just realize that it's not about tying people in.
Right.
If you're a Democrat, it doesn't mean that y'all feel the same way. And if you're a woman, it doesn't mean you all feel the same way toward Hillary. You know, I don't disrespect, if you will, or question, or whatever the right word would be, women that are going to vote for Trump because it's Trump, which I don't understand. Don't get me wrong. But when I hear their reasons why,
then you think they're insane.
That's why I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Yeah, it's
you know what I'm saying? Where you look up and you go, how are you?
Nine times out of ten, they say Benghazi.
Oh no, and they did today. Oh my God, today.
By the way,
CNN.
Do you know why he said titties? Benghazi.
Yeah.
Right.
Trump threatened Hillary's life and said that if she gets, you know, if she's elected, she can appoint whoever she wants to. But I guess you Second Amendment people can take care of that.
Yep.
So he's talking post-election. She's already been elected.
Yep.
Like, he's not talking about vote in November. In right. his story, she was already elected. Like,
it's, he's it's inciting semantics. Violence. He's mm-hmm. encouraging an assassination.
And Corey, what's his butt? That's now, he used to be the campaign manager, and now he's on CNN. So my bomb pussy Corey boycott.
Corey Lodesky?
Lodesky. My Corey, one woman boycott Lodesky. Of CNN starts tonight. That fucker, in response, is everyone was like, no, inappropriate. You need to apologize.
Okay, right.
You just incited violence. He goes, well, what you're about right, her right. and Benghazi? I'm like, oh, my God. It's like they pulled a fucking string.
Right.
And why are you on a TV network? Why are you now a paid commentator for the man who and they even say he's still being paid severance pay. You're literally on the payroll.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Correct.
Like, there's no... And
well,
he
that and that other girl, the other one that was shoot out there, the dark-haired, dark-skinned one that, who can't ad-lib her way out of a bag.
Who's the blonde one?
Oh, that she's the worst.
McEnany like or fucking
but the one with the dark hair is the one, the shoplifter, the one that was, on the take.
Yeah.
She was on the dole. She's fantastic. So I have to say, and because I was thinking about that, with you were saying you were kind of embarrassed last week or... I don't know if embarrassed was the word you used.
It was, and I agreed with Clayton 100%.
About not knowing about Philadelphia being at one point the capital. I'm getting to that. That's all part of this. Yeah. But the built by slaves part and the Philadelphia, that a lot of that, unless you travel to those actual cities and do the tours, they don't include any of that in our textbooks. They keep the slave part building, the White House and the Capitol building and most of the monuments in that area. They keep it on the down low in our history books because we come out really shitty.
Oh, we should.
And that's one of the things that states like Texas are trying to get rid of in their textbooks altogether. And like there was somebody here from Florida a couple like last month or so that when we said something about the Confederate flag, he was like, oh, people only talk shit about the Confederate flag because you don't understand what it means. Oh, I'm pretty fucking clear about what the Confederate flag, he left after he left that comment, but I'm like, because that's what I wrote back. I'm like, no, I'm really fucking clear about what the Confederate flag, he's like, it's about states' rights. I'm like, and what right was the South fighting for? Was it to ship rum? No, it was to own fucking slaves, asshat.
Mm-hmm.
Like, think that through.
Why don't we make more rum?
Yeah. What's
why is all the rum gone?
So anyways, but, and the only way that you would know that thing about New York and Philadelphia is if you travel to those cities and you see, like, Washington Square. When you're in Washington Square, as featured in When Harry Met Sally, there's this wonderful quote from George Washington across the top in the days before Google, and it was something about, upon this empire, we bear the standard of a new nation, or whatever the hell he says. And it's a gorgeous quote, but it's filled with all kinds of weird words, like, I didn't know that standard meant flag. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I didn't understand it, and Google didn't exist, so I always wandered around like, what the fuck does this speech mean? Because it's not English that we use anymore. It's not words that we would use. I also didn't know that it was the site of his inauguration, and that was his inaugural address, and that's why it's called the Empire State, is because he said, we stand here at the dawn of the empire. And I was like, oh, that's why it's the Empire State, and it's all up on that thing that no one reads. And then you find out New York was the capital.
Yeah.
But because of Hamilton and other things that you read, you find out that New York was still really in control of the British, and they didn't want the capital there because there were so many British loyalists that they moved to Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. And then in the Hamilton's Great Compromise, and this I knew before.
And no one else was in the room where
it
happened.
And no one else was in the room. But I knew this from reading other people's biographies. They made a deal to put the capital in Virginia because Virginia was the biggest, most powerful state if they could keep the central banks in New York. So that's that grand trade, and that's why they left Philadelphia. But there was a formal residence there for the president built that he wouldn't live
also
in.
Also a White House. Also, a grand and White House.
A grand and White House that he wouldn't live in. So John Adams was the first president to live in the White House while it was being built, surrounded by slaves. And he and his wife were the only abolitionists in the first...
Well, and they tried to hire immigrants, and they tried to hire... other indentured servants, and the labor wasn't available and wasn't willing, so they hired slave owners because it was the most abundant labor source in the area.
The quote you're speaking of, let us raise a standard to which the wise and the honest can repair, the event is in the hand of God?
Yeah.
That one?
Yeah. And it's about the flag.
So
and
if they really, you'd have it all if they could just take out standard and put flag.
Right.
Okay.
But say that again, because I just love that.
Let us raise a standard to which the wise and the honest can repair. The event is in the hand of God.
Yeah, so you can rest now. We fought.
We're done. We
the
got
nation
our independence.
Is now in the hands of God. Because that to repair means to rest, which I didn't know either. There was a lot of Googling for that fucking quote. But it's beautiful. And when you read it on a gorgeous day in New York, and it's on the Washington Monument, and it's just lovely. So, and that wasn't something that you would ever find out. So don't be disappointed in your education. That's something that they're like, let's tell them later.
Unless you're a really nerdy American historian.
Did you know that the it was built in 1806?
What's that?
In Paris? The Washington Square Arch.
I didn't, and shipped over?
According to this, it was built in 1806 in Paris, modeled after the Arc of Titus, or the Arch of Titus. It stands 77 feet tall.
France does love their arc.
Mm-hmm. Wow. I didn't have no idea that.
And it's down in Washington Square. It's one of my favorite places to go. So that's it for entertainment. Hopefully that wasn't too long, but I just wanted to comment on those things because that really is, as you read biographies of the presidents, and I love them. I love the Revolutionary War period. And you find out all the shit that they never taught us.
Right, which again, I was really taken aback, literally, when Chris Matthews from MSNBC did that little tour and he walked around with a historian and they're like, well, this is where he gave this speech and blah, blah, blah. And there was a White House built, but nobody would move from here. And even Chris Matthews was like, why? And he's like, because they couldn't take their slaves with them to Washington. And again, I was like, how in the fuck do I not know this?
Yeah.
That, and then the whole thing again, when Michelle Obama said that, I wake up every morning and I was like, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow. That literally just exploded my head. It was just insane. And then Carlton says, who went to public school in Texas, mm-hmm. he says he knew that from his textbooks. And I'm like, mm-hmm. you're from Texas.
She drinks.
Well, but that's the thing. Erin looked up because I mentioned that to her and she hadn't been able to listen last week. And she said, no, she goes, textbooks are written in Texas. And that's where all of the textbooks are written. And she said, they don't want you to know that.
No, I wouldn't think so. That's why I'm from Missouri and I don't know that.
But the whitewashing started after we went to school. And if it was just a brief moment. Like, they don't even talk that, you know.
You're not going to see Vietnam or Korea or anything else because people aren't dead enough.
In our mm-hmm. age, you can't get far enough away to get perspective to make George Washington never told a lie, mm-hmm. you know, Honest Abe, all these things that stuck. And, like, Hamilton gets it wrong because it makes most of the story take place in New York, and I'm reading the book, mm-hmm. almost none of it takes place in New York. We lost New York very early.
But it's the greatest city in the world.
It's the greatest city in the world, but they're not in New York for any of it. They're mostly in Jersey and Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. Like, Hamilton doesn't move to New York until way late in life.
Well, and the Schuylers had a brother, and there's a lot.
They're all married.
There's a lot.
Are you ready with whatever you don't have prepared?
I have literally nothing.
But well, can I just remind you all again about those Costco biscuits? Thank you.
I don't know why he's playing my singer.
I just think it's fun to play it and watch you flail out there to try to... Here's where Kat Carlson's supposed to be talking, but she's not going to because she didn't prepare anything.
News.google.com. What should we talk about?
I have a lot of stuff on here if you want
it. We can throw out topics and see if they stick on the wall. But anyway, here is our dear friend and colleague, Kat Carlson.
Olympics, anyone?
Sure.
What do you got? Are you going to do some breaking news? Because I have a DVR.
No, I know I have a DVR.
I'm not. Too. You know what? My only Olympic story today is the U.S. women's soccer team.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, very tough. They ended in a
tie. That your hashtag girl
hashtag
ball?
Lady ball.
Lady ball.
Lady ball.
So I got turned on to lady ball at the Women's World Cup last year.
That's right.
And I have some friends that are like crazy big
you
soccer
want a little
fans.
Crazy with
like
her, right?
Really well. And I have some friends that are like super crazy soccer fans. And so you know, I got into it. It's very very fun. And I have like. An affection for women's sports mm-hmm. in general, not just because it's all hot girls, but because women's sports.
Not all are hot. But
not all of them are hot. No. That's a true story.
They don't all have the bomb pussy like me.
Let me tell you.
They have a bomb pussy, but they ain't got a bomb face, I'll tell you
Let
that.
Me tell you, on Saturday when like U.S. played France, I was like, these girls are from a different age, and I'm talking Neanderthal.
And I mean,
Yeah.
So what ended in a tie?
U.S. versus Colombia, U.S. women's soccer. Yep. It does advance them out of the preliminaries mm-hmm. into the semifinals.
But heartbreaking.
However, but I feel like it's my fault.
Because you weren't watching.
Here's why. Mm-hmm. I was late. I was late getting home from lunch to watch the game. The game aired at 3 o'clock local mm-hmm. time. Mm-hmm. I was late. I got home about 3:30. We were already mm-hmm. down one goal.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I watched some of the game. Some of it perhaps through my eyelids.
That's a neat trick.
Yep.
My dad used to do it all the time.
Yeah.
So I watched the game. Suddenly we were tied.
Yep.
Very exciting. Suddenly we were up by one.
Yep.
Very exciting.
Yep.
Then I got a very a more exciting phone call that led me out of my house onto happy hour.
Yep, of course. Right.
Yeah. The phone call went ding dong. The witch is dead. I said, shut the fuck up. Where are we drinking? Yeah.
It is your fault.
And off we go.
All your fault.
And then I got, you know, engaged in the conversation and the things, and I wasn't checking on the game, and then I checked on it. Final score 2-2.
Yeah, but did you hear how?
Clearly my fault. No, I haven't. How did it happen?
How about the fact that Hope Solo is like the best goalie?
Hashtag I'm with Hope Solo.
Hashtag through the legs.
Hashtag and hopefully trust. Oh, the second goal was through her legs?
Hashtag through the legs. There was a free kick. There was a free kick.
That was the first goal, wasn't it?
The second, I thought. The way that it said. I don't know. Oh. I might be wrong. The way that it said was she went for it and it... Boop.
Oh.
Tied.
No.
That's heartbreaking.
Yeah, that is heartbreaking.
But it still does advance the U.S. to the semifinals because we won against France, and we won another game.
We won a second game. Right.
So we won 2, we tied 1, we advanced.
Right. Thank goodness.
Everybody lives otherwise to fight
Hope
another day.
Would be like drinking more in Washington State.
I still love her.
Yeah, no, you can. No, I still love her. But I mean, she'd have another
Hope,
domestic
if you're listening, I still love you.
I love you, honey.
How heartbreaking was it last night to watch when on the high bar... Leva is his last name. Daniel Leva. And he was doing that combo and just went boom. Yeah. And it just, your heart sank because they were doing so well after Pummel Horse.
Yeah.
They were just up and up and up and up and up.
Which was horrible.
Pummel Horse was horrible.
But
I'm watching all of it and they're building and all of a sudden he just.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Everything just sank. Everything.
And he was there in 2012.
Yes.
But was he there? He wasn't there in 2008.
No.
And he wasn't supposed to be there this year, but somebody else got injured, and he was a replacement.
Oh, I see. Okay. I didn't hear that part.
And he was the only person to medal in 2012, I think, of the whole team.
That makes
sense. I think he got a bronze on the pommel horse.
Okay.
No, or something.
Something.
He has a bronze in something.
And those motherfuckers on the rings.
Oh.
Watching them on the rings.
Did you guys see the France guy broke his leg?
I didn't see it happen. I knew of it.
I almost threw up. There's no two ways about it.
I keep seeing that picture on my newsfeed. Yeah. I'm like, stop.
Thing is, like, I can't. You've talked about that. Like, you're not good with.
Broken
you can
bones.
Handle just about anything.
Can't
but that,
do broken bones.
I, honest to God, was sitting there and I'm just working and whatever. And I look up and I'm like, oh, I was done.
I haven't seen it. Oh, okay.
And the reporter, the color announcer screaming, look away. Look away from the TV.
Yeah. But
do you have it on yours?
Yeah. The problem.
I didn't watch it.
Yeah. No.
Oh, the original announcer. Is screaming, look away from the TV! Look away, because the camera wouldn't cut.
They
stayed
and
on
the problem was that it was one of those things where you're just like, by a train wreck, which derailed.
No, we watched it over and
I
over
saw
and over
that
again.
One. But the interesting piece to me was that I kept staring and looking at the guy's face, and he's like this. So does this mean I can't go on to the next round? Because I think I could do it on one leg. Except for there's no
you
way
feel
to do,
bad for him.
There's no way to do the
everybody
the,
was
the
saying
vault
like
because
how
was
he so calm?
Way.
And because I mean all night long everybody was passing that phone around. I'm like, all right, stop. I know what you're going to show me now. You tricked me 3 times into thinking I was watching a hot guy do something.
That's the magic of two things called adrenaline.
Yeah, you're right.
Shock.
Yeah.
I don't And I don't know what else. Like, I'm with you about the adrenaline.
That's an amazing
drug.
I'm
with you about the
shock. Your body produces
it.
It stops all the things.
It was wild. He was looking at his leg when the one is this way and the other is clearly that way. And then the foot was that way. And I thought, oh, all right. So that was interesting. Digress. But what about Lily King?
Oh, last night did a little, smack.
She was smack talking, calling out the Russian competitor
Yulia Efimova.
And then she got the gold.
And
she had done that the night before. I don't know if you guys watched any of this, but she's 19 years old, and her name is Lily King. 19 years old, gets in the water, and is just no trash talking. Well, because it's not trash talking to me. It was just very meh. They were asking her about the fact that this Yulia Efimova is from Russia, has been banned
twice, I believe.
Banned, is that the right word?
Yeah.
I don't
suspended,
know. Like, suspended,
perhaps,
for sure.
Prevented
had
from
a 16-month suspension, I think it was. Also, didn't pass 2 different drug tests, whatever.
Didn't find out she was swimming till the day of the opening ceremony.
Right. There was, and so all of a sudden she's able to swim and. Lily King said, you know what? The Olympic Committee saying, okay, well, I go with that. I may disagree, but I go with it. but they showed this fantastic, and you'll see it over and over if you keep watching the Olympics, where Lily King is watching Fimova swim in a different heat for the semifinal. And she comes in first, and Efimova comes up from Russia and goes like this, like, I'm number one. Mm-hmm. And they show Lily King in the back room watching, going like this, oh, no. Like, no. And it was awesome. Well, Mom and I were watching it, and we were just high-fiving. We're like, that's fucking awesome. Fuck you,
Russia.
And
the next day, Russia. She beat her head-to-head. Like,
nope.
And they and when she came out of the semifinal, the reporters, of course, are right on that and said, hey, what was that about, and what do you think? And she goes, well, you do the drugs or you do whatever it was. I'm not quoting at all. But then she, what I am quoting is she goes, yeah, you do that? Yeah, I'm not a fan. And it was just
very... She broke the world record. She did. It was an amazing swim.
Her Olympic she record. She broke her own
she
record?
She broke the Olympic record, I believe.
No, she was world record.
Was it world record?
She was world record.
And it was her own.
My bad.
Yeah, and it was her own. It was her own record. And then the other American came in third with the Russian girl in the middle.
Fantastic.
And when they were doing the medal ceremony, she looked over and gave her a smile. Like,
I remember seeing that.
And then they came in for a picture, and it was like, okay. Yeah. You know, and it was... But I thought, good for you. She sparred with her about the doping and said, hey, if I'm here and I can make a statement and open people's eyes.
Yeah, she said, you know, we swam clean. And you got to hope that she's not like Lance Armstrong, who preaches.
Right. 4 years from now, we find out.
Because now I'm like always suspicious of anybody now. Of like, no, we went through this Lance Armstrong bullshit. Mm-hmm. But now we got to talk about those men's divers.
I really love my flat screen 60-inch television.
Did you enjoy the men's? These?
I was spraying myself with a water bottle, just like pretending I was there.
Pretending you were from Tonga.
No, from Mexico, I'm assuming.
Somewhere.
Did you see the divers? Did you see
I watched some of it, yeah. I saw Daly do it.
Garcia? No, but did you see your Mexican boys?
I don't know.
Did you see the Filipinos that apparently forgot to learn how to dive?
I've watched
they
that video.
Up.
That is fucking hilarious.
Oh my God, the ones that did that like, is so belly funny. Flop? Yeah. Oh my God, that was so funny. Yeah.
No, I watched some of it, not a lot of it, because whenever it was on, I wasn't sitting there. But like, I watched all the swimming, like the 4x100 where Phelps and all of them did that. That was amazing.
That was a beautiful
moment. Apparently, he's done more amazing things tonight.
Did you see the medal ceremony for them? Mm-hmm. Phelps held it together. Nice. It's his 19th gold medal.
Like a little bitch.
The other guy was clearly awestruck. The other one's
Ryan
holding it
held.
Together. And
Ryan
then the
held.
Young guy in the middle that was just first bawling. Time
yeah.
just
Ryan held.
And I was like, oh, I love my crying emo.
Well, because he was...
I get weepy just thinking about it. At a stop and no one saw it. Like they weren't, they were looking straight ahead.
Yeah.
And when Michael Phelps saw him, he was like, oh, honey. He's like, oh my God, don't do that on TV.
But because he got it.
Oh, yeah. But it was the cutest thing when he looked over and saw him and just gave him that big bear hug, like, oh, not on now.
Well, they asked him, the reporter, like when they first got done, you know, he was like, well, that's just, you know, how did you get through it? And he's like, well, it was the Olympics. It's not a big deal and whatever. And then he gets up on the
medal stand.
Oh, the
minute the national anthem started? And they got to like, oh, sake, and you can
just... He was like, and you saw just the lip and the... And
he was stoic for like a half a second.
I know it. And then I
and then
started.
he tries to hold it up like he's there. Oh my God.
And I thought, I can't imagine not being the same way because my fat ass is sitting on the couch watching the Olympics.
Oh, but the fact that they also, all looked forward and nobody in their peripheral vision saw him sobbing like an Olympian.
Yeah. I know it.
And it was just so funny. Michael Phelps' reaction when he saw him like, oh, it. Honey. It was
and
like,
the gentleman
he was
on
such
the left.
Big brother.
But it was just like
such
we're
big
right
brother
here.
Moments of like, oh. Oh, no.
Which I thought was so kind. I just thought that was really, really cool.
And then the other race where the kid, I guess the kid's family owns the Cubs or something. He's from the family that owns the Chicago Cubs where Harry Carey used to announce. Mm-hmm. And he's got his whole tribe there. There's like 50 people and he got the bronze medal in something. And the guy that won the gold was from the U.S.
Oh, Murray. No.
Curry. Cherry.
No.
Carey.
Yes. No.
But it's like that. So the gold medal ceremony is for his teammate, but they're playing
Dewey. Mm-hmm.
So his reaction as the other guy's winning the gold, and he was trying to hold it together.
I know.
And then finally he just put his head down. I was like, oh, that's just the best.
Aww. It is.
Speaking
really
of
is.
You
real
said,
sense of occasion.
Speaking of swimming and how did you all see this one where Trump is at the Olympics.
Yes.
If I lose, it's rigged.
He's the best. He's the best swimmer.
Bomb pussy.
People are saying he's the best swimmer.
Many people say.
Many people say. Many people say he's the best swimmer.
Here's the thing. Here's the thing. If you've won,
how do you
half...
not have diving pictures up there for me?
Right. I didn't. You could. You should have let me know. I could have.
How is it rigged? If you won your half of the thing, like that's what I don't understand. Like,
what do you mean?
How is an election rigged if you're halfway there?
Yeah.
Oh, and you won your half. Talking about swimming. No, no, no. I'm so confused right now.
No, yeah, well, swimming's not very rigged. Like you just have to go down the pool and back fast.
Yeah.
Right. Right.
It's hard.
And now, that they have the touchpad.
Right,
you can't be. You can't bitch about right. that. No,
which is magic. I feel
there's
like.
Nobody.
I feel
like
I need one of those.
I can't. I don't want to talk about it.
Did you buy one for your pool?
No, I just don't want to talk about you having a touchpad because that's a little creepy.
Settle down. I forgot what I was talking about.
I know.
Thoughtful vulgarity. Go.
So, no. We haven't talked about the divers. So,
yeah, we've actually walked all the way around the diving.
So that was the best. Who gives a shit about all these people fully clothed? Those divers and Tony, what's his name from Britain, whose dad died last time, and now he's married to Lustin.
Tom Daly.
That's yeah. married to Lustin. Justin,
Tony,
Lance,
Tom,
Lance, Dustin
Tony,
Black,
Shmoney,
or whatever it is.
Again.
But Mark Rickerstein.
This one.
Oh, but you got to get them in there, like, taking a shower. Because they dive, then they shower, then they
towel
up. I
need you to be
up.
More specific. You said diving pictures.
Do you mean when they dig in their pants?
I think he just wants them standing there naked.
Pretty much.
Yes. Well, duh.
Duh.
Right. So, what's his name? Tom Ford?
Tom Daly.
Tom Ford is the designer.
Out gay right. and possibly married to Lance
He's
Dustin
married
Black.
To Lance Dustin Black. Yes,
so the husband's married, in the audience, yes. and they kept showing him, but they didn't say, like, that's his husband, which disappointed me a little bit, but then they showed him in his bathing suit.
I believe
suit.
They got married, because I know they were
And
engaged.
You got right over it.
Yeah. I have to say, that is the smallest bathing suit ever put on a male form, and I am delighted. I mean, he had the cum gutters, he had the everything going on. His ass muscles, what is that covering? Like, what is the point to that bathing suit? And it was shockingly small. Shockingly.
His little ass crack was hanging out.
And then the American
Not
team
that
came,
ass,
that
it
came.
Hard to miss.
Oh, here, how would I get this to him?
46 condoms per participant, right?
Yeah.
Sure.
I thought
there
about
was.
A thousand. Every time they mention Olympic Village, all I remember is yeah. him
Condoms.
Making the comment yep. the last Summer Olympics when he's like, imagine it. You're all in your prime. You've yeah. got the best bodies. You're at the peak
the
of
sexiest
sex.
You'll ever be.
And, right. And you're in a place where all these other sexy people are, and you all look fantastic. So why wouldn't there be sex?
Right.
I just keep thinking about
lots of it. Yeah.
yeah. So load them up with the condoms.
Okay,
and
here
let
them
go.
I just sent that to you. This might be a bigger version of his swimsuit, but it was just delightful. The Americans won silver. Tom Haley, whatever his
Daly.
Name is, Daly. They won bronze. It was a great comeback.
Potato.
Oh, I look at this guy. How are you going to remember his name?
Well, I have to get to the picture first.
Look at his fucking crotch. So, but the Americans were all about the Jesus. Did you
yes.
see the interview?
I actually, I'm
we're
not,
not really
lie.
Divers.
I'm
we're
not
here in the spirit
lie.
Of Jesus.
I thought of all three of you because of seeing that. They were at
rapper level Jesus talk.
They really
was
were.
A lot. I did see that.
But the I cool, like, I thought that they were really
the
cool about it. Like,
yeah, they both have stripper names.
They weren't fucking preaching.
Like Blaine
you.
And Steel.
Right. Steel Johnson. You've got
like,
a Steel
come
Johnson.
On. Right.
Come on.
I thought that was a funny yeah. name myself.
Yeah.
But
Al's talking about this.
And I think that's bigger than the one he was wearing that day. But, I mean, look at that.
That bathing suit is bigger than what he was wearing. You're right.
Yeah, he had even something about it. But from behind, that
I thought
thing,
that was a napkin.
Oh, it is. Like, can I wipe my mouth on it?
A doily, as it were. A doily. A
can
Tom
I doily.
Can
I bomb it pussy?
It didn't appear to be clothing. So. Yeah.
By the way, don't Google Tim Daly. It's a very different picture.
Yeah. I can believe
and
it
Tyne
is.
And Tyne Daly's there.
Yes, yes.
Tyne Daly is with you. And you were there.
Well, I can believe.
Definitely don't put naked after it then.
Yeah.
No.
Tyne Daly naked, not a good. That's up there with ass clown.
No, but and he's right. Joe's right. That David.
Budaya.
Adorable.
Totes adorbs. Totes adorbs. And his porn partner, Steve.
Yeah.
Steel Johnson. Jesus Christ.
Steel Johnson.
And that's why he says it to you.
Isn't that the same thing
really
as bomb pussy
the, yeah.
is Steel Johnson for
I
you
got
boys?
The Steel come Johnson on. Right here,
you got the
bitch.
Steel Johnson. We got the bomb
judges don't
pussy.
Allow it, but it's fun.
All right. But they
the,
were. They
the
were
judges
very
frowned
just,
upon that.
Oh, fuck you, judges. But they were
the
very...
judges frown upon you.
Well, fine. They really were, though. They were cute, and they were sweet, and I thought they were... Did anybody else find it very funny when they stood up there and they're like, all right, one, two, three. They sounded bored as hell. Did you hear them when they they were getting ready, right? And they're standing ready
the
to
The two
die.
Americans? Oh, no, and they
and
said...
And then it was like, one, two, three, go.
Now, but the commentator said over and over again that they were so calm and smiling and focused.
They really were. Oh, and Jesus. I heard that over... Well, Christ, as it were. But they were...
Jesus.
Well, they said Christ. Their life in Christ.
Right.
But it, I just thought it really was... I thought it was very cute how they did that, and they were just very, this is what it's about the Christian values and everything else. They just let it go. They weren't preaching at anybody, and I thought that was kind of cool.
Yeah, I mean, it
believe what you want to believe.
Yeah,
are those the shorts you're talking about?
Yep. Yeah, those are it. Yeah,
seriously, can I wipe my mouth on your dinner napkin?
That's not a... That's less
his,
than a
your
doily.
Husband is watching and probably thinking worse things than I am, because he's been down there. Yeah. He's been in the region. He's been in the bomb pussy. So, and Amina says, take a moment in solidarity for Caster Semenya, South African middle distance runner and world champion. Won gold in the women's 800 meters in 2009.
I haven't seen any track and field stuff.
Oh, no. So she is allowed to compete, but I don't know if she's... if she got to the Olympics. I'm not actually sure if she got there, but in the opening ceremony, and it was a little bit of a fake that the refugee team, which was very nice, yeah. But the applause was really because everyone knew the Brazilians were coming. And so it was nice that they put them there.
I didn't even pay
because it was a little bit of a pity fuck of applause.
I'll put that one up there for you.
Oh, Christ, Lord. I mean, it's just the human form.
Jesus. You're an idiot.
And the bomb pussy. But that's what the one thing they said about the Tonga guy with Brazil and the fact that it caught on so fast was Brazil's a very sensual, earthy. Mm-hmm. They like the naked form and are not afraid of it in any way. There's no puritanical anything going on. So they said that they like the stadium reacted to him as like, way to represent. We don't know where the fuck Tonga is, but
I'm gonna learn.
You look good.
Right, right.
And it really, really was.
Gonna learn about Tonga.
You made it uncomfortable.
What? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you're the one with one in 10.
Yeah, 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 you're the one in a volleyball game for children.
By the way, did you listen
to
the last
week's show? Well, I watched Hoda Dry Humper Couch.
We were talking about somebody with one arm. Remember that?
Oh, I do. Oh, I'm like, people, I'm not even there. You don't need to
make
this.
But that was very funny.
It really was.
And we appreciated it.
Topical.
I liked it.
Typical tropical.
People are being apparently very sexist during the Olympics as well. Did you hear that whole thing?
What? American newscasters being sexist?
What?
That's so weird.
I don't think it's real. I don't think it's real. But maybe it is.
Did you hear about, I want to say it was a Russian gymnast who made the comment? About is the young girl is on USA. Her name Biles, the
single
girl.
That was a couple years ago. Yeah, that was like 2 or 3 years ago. The first time she won the world championships. And yes, that's an old comment.
That's an old comment because it was on the news today. Like they just like it was just said.
What was it? I didn't hear it.
The one girl said to the other one, maybe we should paint our skin
black and we could win.
It was a few years ago.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought that was current.
And what made it worse was that
just like Sheriff Joe, like last week. Remember? Ugh, that was
a nightmare. Oh yeah, I was very concerned about that.
And yeah,
I
me too.
How many concerned citizens were on your team for the Sheriff Joe info?
Yeah, God, I was mad about that.
So anyways, the coach, wasn't she Italian? Is she Russian? I thought she was Italian. She was Italian.
For us?
No,
the girl that made the comment. Well, the coach came back and said...
I've never heard that the comment.
That now that there's so much more athletic, there's so much more athleticism and less about the beauty and art of gymnastics that the black girls win because they're built differently so they can handle the power stuff, but there's no beauty there. That's when the shit hit the storm. I don't know when it's not the girl's comment because that's old and she's since apologized.
Oh, I thought that was
and she made a city council. But I think this coach's comment is more realistic. But talk about a promise fulfilled. Because, you know, when they do the build-up and they build up everybody as the great white hope. So you get really nervous. Sure. And what is the young girl's name who's the four-time world champion? for the girls' gymnastics? You just said her name.
Biles.
Simone Biles.
So
Simone
Biles. They're going on and on and on about she's the greatest it's ever been. This is the greatest it's ever been. And you're like, all right, this is this. She's 16 years
she's
old.
She's about this big.
She's at her. She's 4 foot tiny. 5, 4 foot six.
Yeah.
I'm like, don't build it up like this.
Judy Garland says.
Build this girl. Yeah. No, it's she's even shorter. Judy Garland's like 4'11".
Oh, 4'11". My bad.
Oh, yeah,
my bad.
She was 4'8".
I'm 5'6".
Yeah.
My mom's size.
Yeah.
So they're just building it up and building it up and building it up. I'm like, don't do this to this girl. Like, don't create this kind of thing that she can't live up to. She took one step on that mat. I'm like, oh, bitch, for real.
Oh, and not that.
She
but
got
that balance
pussy,
beam.
Which I don't
the
think
balance
you...
beam.
Oh,
fuck
yeah.
that. Where she like is standing there on the ball of her foot, right? And this
and
the ball of your foot.
Spinning
whatever,
around like
the,
a top.
The, and part just past your
and
toes.
And just went three times around. And I sat there and mom was watching
And then
it,
just dropped and down, laid down,
mom
did her laundry,
at, yeah.
stood up, raised
mom
it to Jesus,
and
gave us the bomb.
Did
pussy.
I just
Ow.
See
I
that?
I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, dismounted. And I was like, what? Mom looks at me, she goes, did I just see that?
Yeah.
I said, I believe so,
I
but
said
allow
that,
us to
I said
review.
That to all four exercises.
Holy
I was like,
shit.
This bitch is putting me on. Like, that's got to be a robot.
She
yeah. was just perfection. So yep. I can't wait. So tonight when I get home,
yeah, I can't wait.
Can't wait to watch the all-arounds because... Right, tonight's the all-around?
Tonight is the all-around. And they had a big thing with that, the being sexually inappropriate for the commentators, because the swimming, normally, and anyone who listens, I would think, knows that I'm usually not the one to jump on something about how people talk about women or people do this, because I'm like, meh, whatever. But... this was really interesting to me. This woman goes out. It's Hozu or Hazu from Hungary.
Hasenfeff Incorporated.
Hazu and I'm saying it. I know I'm saying it wrong, and my apologies. But apparently, 4 years ago, she just crawled into this deep depression after the
was there
Olympics,
a cream sauce?
I don't think so.
Tears.
But after there was
there
definitely
biscuits?
Apparently tears.
Was there any biscuits?
There was a bomb pussy.
Oh, okay.
But you know. Anyway, and so and her husband brought her out of it and they kept going through, you know, they do the stories.
Yeah, you get your tear jerker story to make sure I'm crying at home.
Right.
Cream
and
sauce
watching it
washes I'm, right out of these t-shirts.
Like I'm rooting for you. You're with Hungary. I'm not I'm
home alone.
I'm hungry,
by
you're
the way,
Hungarian.
I'm
good.
Dieting. So no, I'm not rooting for you. I'm hungry. Anyway, so
wait, I don't get it.
Shut it. Anyway, they went through and
wasn't a pun.
It really was.
No, you guys got a lot of when the cat's away, bitches.
That was awesome. God damn it. It wasn't even me.
You went on like a 5-minute tear.
I know,
not
but
you.
It wasn't even me.
The royal
Isn't
you.
Isn't that great?
I need to listen back. I don't know what
but,
happened last
oh,
week.
Oh, it was huge.
Off the rail. Off the rail.
It was punnable.
You know why? Because I met my new BFF.
Bigly.
Punnable. Bigly.
Finish your story about Hungary.
Anyway, they were going on and on about the husband being responsible for her coming back.
He's
and,
awesome,
and he,
though. I
he
love
was
watching
on the
him.
Sidelines. He's so excited
he's
for her.
So excited.
And he's pumped. And
at
and
one
I
point, there's
that.
A commentator that like pans to him yes. and goes, dude, it's a prelim. Calm down.
Right. And but I was with you. Like, he was excited and exciting and on her side. And I thought, that's awesome. But, well, there you have it. But it was one of those that you look at it and you go, wait a minute. But he's not responsible. And they kept pushing that point. Responsible, responsible. He made her who she is. He did
that
this.
Bitch
and
in
it
the
was
pool
like,
by herself.
Well, she's the one swimming. You know, she's the one who did this. And she already has two golds.
Yeah, just say he was supportive and move
the
fuck
on. He was super supportive
on.
And he got her out of that, helped get her out of that funk. And
oh, jeez, I looked at the sun again.
But, yeah, it was really the
you
whole
need special
kind of,
classes for that.
The whole sexist thing, and there was a
Try
Chicago
mine.
Bears. There's a gal who is
10-11.
She won a bronze medal for her name is Corey Cogden. I believe it's Urine.
You can
anyway,
go with urine, but it's you know he can be
no,
formal.
It's different. Her husband Similar. Plays for the Chicago Bears.
Duh, Bears,
and so. All of a sudden, it became about him. not about her.
Oh, that's unfair.
See, right. That's why they needed to show Lance Dustin Black in the stage with his gay-ass right. wedding ring.
But that's exactly it.
Because if everybody else is keeping somebody alive, why not the gay husband?
It was very interesting how they pointed out him.
I mean, I was busy masturbating. Anything could have been happening.
I can believe you did. But even the tweet was wife of a Bears lineman.
What?
What? Wife of a Bears lineman wins a bronze medal today in Rio Olympics. The wife of a Bears lineman, like, she has a name.
Yeah.
She's the one who won the, Corey's the one who won the award. So, anyway, that was apparently a big deal, so.
And then one last thing, because she put it on her Facebook page. And what's her name? Allie? Is her name Allie? Ari?
Oh, my
Ollie,
God.
Allie
her parents.
That is how I watch. That's how I watch all gymnastics and figure skating. So I'm like, oh, lay it, out. Oh, good job.
Yeah.
Like, oh,
Allie Raisman's parents. Have you ever seen them?
Yes. Well, and my new favorite writer. Wait, let me get his name right. Because I posted like three articles from this guy. He writes
and
for,
they're funny.
He writes for Elle Magazine. And he is fucking hilarious. Like crazy, crazy. I want to just read everything. In fact, I woke up this morning. And like I do to avoid getting out of bed and dealing with the real world, I go on Facebook immediately.
That's fair.
Yeah, sure. Oh, my alarm went off. I should check Facebook.
That's what that alarm was for. The next one will be do something else.
Get out.
Right. Three more will be put feet on the floor.
Yeah, sure.
But for right now, and let me find his name. It's R. Eric something. Wait. God damn it, I post on Facebook a lot.
Yeah,
you do.
This is not
Dear
okay.
Dear Diary.
Oh, I got called by that campaign
Dear
today.
Dear Diary. Which campaign?
Adrian.
Barbeau?
The one who's running to replace Helen Purcell.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I was at the store
Did
today.
Did you get like a robocall?
No, live guy called me.
Shut the front door. What did he say?
What can you do
from
for
a man?
Us?
Yeah. Well, what do you want?
They wanted me to join the phone bank. They wanted me to do this. They wanted me to do that. I'm like, I won't.
Thank
I will
you,
not join your. I won't join your phone bank.
Oh,
I said,
God.
But
thank
I
you,
am a
you.
Little bit better. I said, I have a following on the Facebooks. We have a podcast.
Sure,
I said,
sure.
Put a sign in my yard. I said, I'll do anything to get Helen Purcell the fuck out of the county recorder's office.
Legit. Yeah.
So he's then going to relay all that information to their media person who's supposed to call me tomorrow.
Oh, very nice.
Well played.
So I'm going to
thank you.
Send us
is
a package.
Adrian
Fun?
You just passed it. Fontes?
No, I got to scroll.
Right there.
Just put the link
yeah,
in.
Yeah, Adrian
for...
Fontes.
Fontes, that's the one. So,
yeah. Anyway. And thank you, Nero. She just put the link in about the Bears lineman's wife. And
oh, yeah.
Look at how I'm saying it because that's how it's in here. Ugh. Anyway, yeah. Corey Cogdon, Urine. Bears
that's,
lineman's
that's
wife.
A tough one.
You rang.
If anybody is on Twitter, they need to be following Leslie Jones, though, for her new gig as the Rio Olympics contributor. The sand volleyball. Misty May trains, but it's a trainer. Misty May trainer was...
Is that Megan's sister?
No.
Megan Trainor. Oh. That's what I thought too.
Carrie Walsh.
All about
Walsh.
Carrie Walsh and then
Jennings. Carrie Walsh Jennings
in April May or something like that.
Ross. April
June.
Ross.
April
How
Ross.
Many names are you going to throw out?
All of them. All of them. I'm going to say all of them.
Everyone.
I honestly don't know who
fabulous,
we're talking about.
The
volleyball
the
players, they're on their fourth Olympics.
Yep.
Are we on
and
the air?
Leslie Jones is.
It's very
tweeting.
Loud there. Are you taking a Zumba class?
And.
Okay, let me help this one.
Thank you.
Okay, Leslie
What's
Jones,
Somebody told
funny
me. I love
comedian
Leslie
from
jokes.
SNL.
Yes,
very
love
funny.
Her. Listen to her.
She's now tweeting live from the Olympics, and she went after, you know, the volleyball girls that win every year, the one Misty, not Misty, Walsh Jennings has been undefeated
Carrie
in the Olympics.
Walsh
Carrie
Jennings.
Walsh has been undefeated. She's never lost the Olympics.
Never lost
I love
anything.
Her already.
So they
no,
won
never
yesterday
lost
again.
Lesbian.
She's never lost a match.
Not at all.
Can't imagine.
No, she's not. She has three kids, and she still looks like
Doesn't
that in a little tiny bikini.
Stop
Anyways,
pregnant
so last night
last
they
Katie
yeah,
June.
It turned out she was pregnant in the last Olympics. They didn't know.
Oh, very nice.
So they won last night. But so if you follow Leslie Jones on Twitter, she's been hysterical,
hilarious.
Yeah, getting it done. But she went nuts last night.
She did, and it's just been a fantastic thing. And Carrie Walsh Jennings. Has
nice.
Been like,
and she
totally
dives and runs, and they
yeah.
went undefeated again in the last
Amazing.
Olympics, got their gold medal, and then she found out she was pregnant during mm-hmm. the whole thing when she was running and jumping and screaming
yep.
and going around.
Yep.
Because
it turns out that's not dangerous in the beginning. Like, that's totally okay.
No, but yeah. they may have made a different life choice
yeah.
if they had known
Perhaps.
She was
right, right.
that
sure.
far.
Right.
But she was a little further along.
A little more pregnant than you
yeah.
were.
But
didn't look at it all. No. Like, I'm a little more pregnant than... I mean, the
I am currently
the gestation
more pregnant,
of a
yeah.
fucking elephant.
Right.
Over here.
How many cameras are on you?
Well, how many do I need? That's the problem. Fuck. Anyway.
No, let me tell you though, if you haven't read anything by this guy, his name is R. Eric Thomas.
That guy.
R. Eric Thomas. He writes for Elle magazine, and the article about Allie Raisman's parents mm-hmm. begins like this. It says, "I'm having so many emotions about the Olympics. I'm having every emotion about the Olympics. I am Goldie Hawn in First Wives Club about the Olympics," which is odd because I think most people would agree I'm a solid Keaton.
I love it. That's awesome.
That's the first paragraph. Yeah. And you know, like, and he goes on. He's witty. He's smart. He's funny. You know, he goes on.
Give me the name again.
R. Dot. Eric.
Eric.
The traditional spelling. Yep. Thomas.
Like
also traditional spelling.
Keaton.
Got it.
K-A-T-O-N.
And he is funny, funny, funny.
Yeah. Perfect. He's hilarious. He's on and he appears to be pumping out a hilarious article every day.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Cuz I just posted today the day 3.
Okay.
Yesterday was about Allie Raisman and there's another one clearly from day 1. Funny, funny
I found
stuff.
The link cuz I found that so funny. I clicked on his name and he wrote something else and I think he's on YouTube too.
He just put some, or before put something on Twitter. I wrote 800 words about Mariah Carey before 9 a.m. So yeah, I'd say my life is turning out pretty much how I thought it would.
Good work.
That's awesome. I love it. Thank you. That's great.
I don't know how you can write that many words about that woman.
All right, let's bring it home. Well,
all right, come on.
I like it.
All right, here we go.
And now, Thoughtful Vulgarity, where we in the studio try to make ourselves slightly less shallow, which is not hard to do. We will ask one question of the panel while fucked up drunk. Because you know at home how well it goes when important questions come up several hours after alcohol has been served. Politics? Religion? Why not? What could possibly go wrong? Who could you offend? Good luck.
For those of you who are just tuning in, we're all doing the
shaky cam.
Then do the cha-cha.
Oh, every time they say Copacabana Beach, I just want to do the song.
I know. I agree.
Somehow, can we get Barry Manilow to be on the beach for the finale and sing the goddamn song?
With Pele.
It really is just rude to keep saying that over and over again.
It is.
But a funny quote, funny story.
Wait, back to my list of stories.
Judge's rule.
I don't remember where I read this, but if somebody knows the actual source, give them credit.
We're on number 7.5 because story number 7 was...
Okay.
How many times can you hear Copacabana before you start rooting for Rico?
Yeah.
That's fair.
I like it.
Well, if he looks like Tonga.
Right?
Rico for the win. All right, so there's been a lot of talk.
Yeah.
People are talking. People are saying. What's
many people? Saying.
People are saying.
Many people are saying.
So I'm like weeks and weeks behind on Entertainment Weeklies.
Oh, okay.
Because I've been traveling. So there was a whole article about Songs of Summer, and it turns out that they do this on purpose, that radio stations realize people are like on the beach, they're in their cars, they're going to hear the radio more, and they kind of want a Song of the Summer to play over and over again.
Sure.
Something to kind of like stamp the summer.
Will Smith, Summertime.
So my question is, what's your favorite
Don Henley.
Summer
Boys
song.
Of Summer.
Well, that was easy.
Mm-hmm. For me, yeah.
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 Good choice.
Thank you.
And one of my favorite lyrics ever.
I mean, if it's a matter of including the word summer in it, but yeah.
No, it doesn't. Just put the...
Yeah. No, that actually would. It's good. I like it.
Out on the road today, it's a deadhead sticker on a Cadillac. That's right. Can never go back. You can never go back. Okay. That's just... That's
I mean, it's Don Henley.
Yeah. Genius.
Well, the lyrics are fantastic, too.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. I feel good about
it. Fuck, now I gotta come up with a summer song.
There you go. Mm-hmm. I feel good about it. Bum
and it gave me this summer in case one particular song is driving
there hasn't been a good
crazy.
Song in a long time I mean that's my current radio pretty much
true.
I'm not talking about a good song I'm just talking about the one that like they've been tormenting me with all fucking
well
month.
Apparently Rihanna followed you everywhere according to what you're
was it Rihanna
yeah that's what you were
or
saying
Rihanna
play that song it's,
I don't
it's
even
been
know
like
it
an
is.
Hour it's
I don't know what
like
it is I don't care
type in Rihanna can't get away from it 2016
this is what you came for Calvin Harris featuring Rihanna.
I didn't come for it.
No.
And then the one that,
that is
Frank
what I came
played,
for. Now I'm very disappointed. That's what
the
I came
one that
for.
The one that Frank played over and over again was "Don't care about nothing, don't care about nada. You gotta work. Don't have to work."
Oh my God!
Well, I think the whole thing's
harmony,
featuring zero harmonies.
Every yes,
they're not
ironically
even,
titled.
They're not even on their first harmony. And yet
he played that for 25 minutes straight in the hotel room the one day, and I started.
Who
I
got, did?
I gotta say, the Frank. Music video for that one, I am not mad at.
Oh no, we watched that. That was softcore porn for the ladies.
I am not mad at that, but all right.
Oh, Holiday Road, that's a fun one. Is that a hit though? I don't know.
My answer literally is "Summertime" by DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince.
Okay,
yeah,
nice,
good choice, good choice.
By the way, am I hearing the right thing? Holiday Road
from Vacation.
Vacation, yeah.
Holiday Road,
exactly. That's like, is that the right thing? Yeah.
Get a little sandwich and he's singing.
I don't know that it's
the dog
beat
on the picnic basket.
Yeah. Maybe, you know, at the time. So, yeah,
well, that's a fun one. That's a fun one, Aaron. I enjoy that one.
Yep.
I used to think, for some reason, that made me think of, which isn't my answer, but it made me think of the theme from Caddyshack. Eddie Rabbit.
Oh, and I love,
I love a rainy night.
No, I had to stop. Yeah.
I almost went.
I also love a rainy night.
Yeah.
I do as well.
Yeah.
But no, that's not.
That's going to drive me crazy now.
Well, I can't think, because I see the little gopher.
I know, because I've got windshield wipers.
I'm not a tempo. Keep it perfect rhythm with the song on the radio. Gotta keep it rolling. Ooh,
you're not the way. There's the title.
Looking for another ring. Looking for me.
I feel like we should be truckers.
Praying for me.
Whatever.
I can't think of what the name is.
No, we're not going to go anywhere till we find out what the name of that fucking song is.
You're looking for "I'm All Right" by Kenny Loggins.
I'm all right.
Don't nobody worry about me.
Yeah, I like that song too, but that wasn't my. No, for some reason to me, and I think it has to do with me moving to Phoenix and just the joy and the fun of my life at the time. For some reason, Love Shack.
No name. Oh,
Love Shack is just a fun summer. It just the second you hear it, even. But the second you hear that the beginning, just the start of it, it just immediately is fun to me.
Right.
You clearly have not worked enough karaoke.
Yeah, by the way.
Oh, I stay away. No, fuck you. I stay away. No, I don't need to ever.
Because you'll never like Summer Nights
again.
No,
I do not like that one.
Yeah. Love Shack, Meatloaf, Summer Nights, Baby Got Back.
Anything by Meatloaf.
You know what? I'm an offender of Meatloaf, so I'm still on that.
I give you Meatloaf realness.
I would do anything for love.
I can do anything but that.
American Pie.
Anything but that.
Don Henley, American Pie.
I give you Paula
Deen. And I sing both parts.
Paula Deen Meatloaf realness.
Yes. By the way, don't get me wrong.
Extra
I'm telling
butter,
you
please.
What people tell me they hate.
Yeah,
two out of three.
Ain't bad.
I don't see you a lot because you're there for karaoke
at all times. Yeah,
I don't see you
karaoke,
a lot because of
all
that.
The time.
Yeah,
that and it's.
Oh, and I'm getting ready to post about an event that's happening that's going to fly right in the face of what event y'all are doing, too.
I agree, Aaron. Yeah, I agree.
Oh, sure.
Of course.
That's all right.
And I love Amina.
We're 2 hours earlier. You're fine.
And I love for Amina.
And my artwork's
summer is summer is in December, and that's so true.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I always wonder about that, too, if they list all those songs about snow and be like, what the fuck are these people doing?
The other one that's a fun one is, I always want to call it Do You Remember, but that's not right.
Are you talking about...
Do You Remember...
September.
Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Fire.
Song in
that's
the
a
world.
Fun, fun song. I love that they came out with a remake of that, or a remix of that in the 90s.
I gotta say, when that
by
song...
By the way, I know for a fact we're not gonna get sued.
Nope, they'll never recognize it.
Even Philip Bailey's like, I'll let you have that.
Yeah, you go ahead. Go on, girl.
That
Bomb
was
pussy.
Not even a resemblance of a song.
Alfie, your song, Alfie.
Well, it goes back and forth. One of my top nominees would be Sheryl Crow. What's that song? What's the song?
About the car wash?
Sunshine?
Where the car wash is...
Oh, yeah,
sitting across from the car wash.
And the crushing the cigarettes.
No, makes me want to smoke. Something about sunshine. God damn it.
Mm. Sunshine and cigarettes and car washes.
that's exactly the title.
What is it called? Oh, Soak Up the Sun.
Soak Up the Sun.
I wanna soak up the sun.
Yeah.
We're not gonna get sued for that.
Flip my hair. Flip my my hair.
That also resembled no songs.
Right.
Not at all.
Sheryl Crow's ever done.
Yeah.
Her library
similar
is safe.
Similar to, but legally like, different than the hits Sheryl you love.
Safe.
Can we do a sing-along episode?
But wait, isn't
think we do that almost every week.
Wait, isn't Soak Up the Sun the one that's she's across the street from the car wash?
No, thought, that's...
No.
Is that the same one?
That's the first big hit.
All I want to do is have some fun.
All I want to do is have some fun.
My
that
bad.
One came out of my brain and not my Google.
Wow. Soak Up the Sun is the one that's written finally flat for her, so she can sing as flat as she'd like and go to town.
Oh, I should sing that at karaoke more.
Oh, it's written,
actually, yeah,
oh, it's I think it's all written in flat.
Exactly
like
it.
You don't ever have to.
That's all
flat
I ever
major.
Me too.
Flat major.
That's exactly yeah. it. Mm-hmm.
But I would
sing in me flat.
I would.
Oh, that's cute. I enjoyed that.
But I would have to go with Hot Stuff as my ultimate summer song because that was my favorite summer. And I would nominate Rock and Roll Fantasy by
hot
whatever band that was, but Hot
evening.
Stuff was the song of the summer in 79, and I just remember, like, walking to the store to buy the record, and, like, my friends, Tim and Janelle, because they had heard it the night before on the radio, and I hadn't heard it yet, so they were trying to, like, sing it to me to get me know what I was, and they did not get there. But then
just like we don't.
But like there was one day of it being existing and not hearing it to the next day it just being on like every other song on every station across the board
sure.
and just always being like hot, 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 hot stuff.
What September song?
September by
Earth, Wind, and Fire.
That's the Do You remember? Okay. I've never put together the September. When I woke up, I'm like, wait a minute. I'm going to send you something right now that I just want you to put up as our picture for leaving.
Oh.
Okay?
Oh.
Jesus Christ. You better fucking hurry.
I'm hurrying. I know that I have time.
I already have my slate.
According to the clock next to the sun, we're almost
See, I have my time.
Maybe hold it's on. The sun damage to my rat that I'm suffering.
You're awful.
Hold on.
You're awful.
Your ass.
Oh my God. Wait, funny story.
Hurry.
This down. I'm hurrying.
Have you seen the boss?
Number
have you
nine.
Seen the boss?
I have not. No, I need
oh
to.
My God.
Desperately.
So she falls down this huge flight of stairs, lands on the ground, and someone goes, "How did she survive that?" And the other guy goes, "Because she's awful."
That's how I've gotten through
that. I don't even know what that means.
She's awful.
Because.
When my boyfriend's girlfriend was in a car accident, and they're like, is she okay? I'm like, she annoys me. She'll live forever.
I did not do this one because I figured you would, but I just figured we should leave them with that.
Well, I don't know. I there's
it
no
just
time.
Came to you.
There's no time.
There's no time.
There's no time. There's no time. There's no time.
No, there's just, no, there's literally, we have 45 seconds left in the show. In fact, this has to have already been started.
Fine. Next week. Sorry.
It's called production meetings,
no
people.
No time!
Don't care about nothing. Don't care about nada.
Oh, my
the
God.
Show, the musical.
Frank will appreciate
we've
that.
We've been
I
a shit
that.
Show for 4 years. It's season 5. This time it's personal. We're in Studio C, back where we belong. It feels so much better in here. How about Kat Carlson, Marnie Ryer? Al Perkins is back in studio, not on the phone anymore.
Hi!
I like it.
I'm the quiet one.
Oh. He's going to soak up the sun.
All right.
Yeah.
So, as we do each
He's
time,
soak up the booze.
Let's wrap up tonight's show and leave you with this parting thought. We will
see you next Tuesday!
Have a good week, everybody.
You've been listening to The Show on Hugh Talk America.